Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Dav and Den. Yes, Dav and Den, the show that is better than being costumed as a barman. You definitely don't want to do that. If you wish to join the show, the best way to do so is the Dav and Den chat room at davandcomedy.com. Joe Curry will be monitoring that soon. Speaking of Joe Curry, he's joining us tonight.
Just sitting down.
I'm your host, Davin Rosema, and to my immediate right is Nick Healy.
Already sitting down.
Already sitting down.
Been here.
Okay. Well, you were tagging on to what Joe said.
Yes.
Ah, Joe.
See, he is just sitting down. Yes.
Just sitting down. The computer's booting up. Just unfortunately, right now we are not on Wicked.
Oh, damn it!
I told them this might be an issue, but they felt pretty confident it would be.
It's fun to pretend.
It certainly is. We got a lot of stuff to do. We got scammers, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
We got little girls getting shot dressed as skunks.
That happens all the time.
We have hippopotamuses being washed into living rooms.
Yes.
But I guess first I'd like to start by my mom's birthday's at the end of the week, so I want to wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Davin.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Davin.
Yes.
Mrs. Rosenblatt.
Rosenblatt.
Yes. So we want to wish her a happy birthday. We had my kids' party this week.
Oh, how'd that go?
Yeah, how'd that go?
Over at Success Martial Arts.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Catered by Luca Trattoria.
Oh, Cousin Vinny Slice.
Okay. You know, it was good. But you know what? Here's the guys who ran the karate part, the guys and the girls, Sensei Lexi and Instructor Chris, did a great job.
Great.
Kids did great. They have that feel of accomplishment when they break a board.
Yeah, yeah.
With their hands. Unfortunately, some of the kids, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I mean, they give a perfectly good demonstration, and you see kids going, eh. And if you can watch on the camera, eh. Little panty ass. Break
because
the board.
Because they're five.
But then there's this little four-year-old who comes and, like, smashes it and, like, kicks ass. It was really, I don't know what's wrong with these kids, why they need to spill cupcakes onto the mat.
Oh.
Because they're five.
They stink. And we had this pinata. And, like, we had each kid, like, take two whacks at this thing. Like, go around the line.
Yeah.
We had about 17 kids. This pinata would not break. It would. Finally, we had to have, like, Instructor Chris, who was, like, flying roundhouse. Like, Bruce Lee.
That's
like,
funny.
We work, yeah, Nick, come on.
Like, bang. Smashes all over the place.
That's actually a pretty clever way of breaking it.
I'm very smart. I told him to do it. Now, I will say the first time he missed, which was kind of funny.
But, that's comical.
But, you know, he's like a 17-year-old boy. He's already like a multi-level black belt.
Holy wow.
But he's got all this testosterone. You should be good. I had to restart our stream. Thank you, Donnie, over at Wicked. Let me try that
again. Thank you, Donnie.
Under the old mill stream.
I thought you were saying under the old mail stream, and I was like, what is he singing about over there?
If you're listening on Clutch and Wiggle, please pardon for 1 second. I need to stop the stream and restart.
Please stand by.
Under the old mill stream.
See, it sounds like mail stream, and that's really foul.
I'm being pissed off. Under the old mail stream. Under the old, refer to illustration E. Under the old mail stream.
Wow, you know what? I thought I was wacky tonight, but you have surpassed me.
Yes. In silliness and buffoonery, yes,
I'll tell
I have.
You what, I still can't get onto their stream.
Under the old mail stream.
This is nuts.
Yes, it should.
And we're punishing the listeners with the technology glitches because every time we can't get on. I'm hearing it too.
My music has to be playing.
No, it's that tone from that phone commercial.
Maybe it's from the computer.
I don't know. Listen, hey. You know what, Wicked? Raise your fucking game. I can't be. I told you. Should we do a test before the show? Nah, everything should work out fine.
Piece of the cake.
They don't. None of these. Listen, I know this shit's going to go wrong. Why don't they just listen to me?
I don't know because they haven't lived this nightmare over and over.
But they run stations.
I know, but we
had me change the password. I'm like, well, should we test it or something? Nah, it should be fine.
It's fun to pretend.
It's fun to pretend.
But we,
now I'm crying like one of the kids who couldn't. Yeah.
I want my candy, and I want to be able to stream my damn show.
One of my daughter's closest friends.
Yeah.
Such a crybaby. Crying the whole time.
Because she's five.
No, for no reason. No, she's six. For no reason she's crying.
What was she? I mean, she wasn't like, oh, because this
happened.
Because
she's allowed to. Because, you know, she could run to daddy and daddy. If that was my daughter, I'd just be like, listen, either you get your shit together or we're going home. Because I don't need to sit here and watch you cry. Or Instructor Chris gives you a roundhouse and gives you something really to cry about.
You want
to
know something? When I was that age, I got yelled at all the time for crying. And I told.
You still do.
We were just yelling at you before the show started.
I like to make Joe cry. It's my favorite game.
And I remember it got to the point when my father died. I asked if it was okay to cry, and I was granted permission.
Oh, yes. That's a touching and sad moment, Joe.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Touching as sad when I got a new game that's going to be made over my spelling and my grammatical errors.
Joke.
Read Joe's blog unedited.
Oh God, no! I don't wish that on anybody. Did you edit it? I had to.
I am creating. I am a genius, and geniuses have to have their freedom.
So you have creative freedom over syntax and spelling and grammar.
You're damn right. I guarantee somebody had to fix Shakespeare's stuff. Rameo, wherefore is thou? Somebody had to sit down and go, Jesus Christ, oh, all right, we got to fix this.
Are you trying to claim that Shakespeare had typos?
Yes.
Why am I
here? You know what? Yeah, it's not me, so don't look at me. Products to help you organize Martha Stewart Home Office with Avery, exclusively at Staples. That's
stop talking for a second. What am I hearing? I have no idea what the hell I'm hearing.
There's some sound coming up in the background.
It's not me.
No, it's not me this time. But is it? That's not Verizon. What is that?
Fuck.
I know, it's driving me crazy. We heard it before. Sneaking through the stream somehow. But I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Once again, I have to do technical shit. Yes.
I know.
But I will make small talk.
We're scatting on.
We're scatting on.
We're scat.
That sounds dirty.
We're scatting on the little beep tones from some stupid phone commercial.
You know what song I can't get out of my head?
What?
Wide Awake from Katy Perry.
What?
I'm wide awake.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's a really good song. She wrote it about Russell Brand when the marriage broke up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a really good tune.
See, I like Russell Brand a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's really funny, and he's just I love his show.
Yeah,
he's just crazy and out there. But
he's got a show.
He does. It's called.
You didn't know that? Yes,
I did. I just didn't care.
It's called Brand X. Oh, it's great. It's on TV, and he brings up the audience members, and he plays with them, and he finds a way to, you know, I mean, he's great with callbacks and bringing stuff back around to his original premise. And
He's with better hair and worse clothing.
And an accent. and an English accent.
But those English accents.
I can do an English accent. Let's see him fucking scam an African with an English accent.
Do an English accent.
Do an English accent right
I'm
now.
I'm not doing an English accent now. Yeah. Right now I got an Australian accent, which is terrible.
Mine comes out more Australian than it does English. It's not good. Great.
Yeah, my English accent.
Oh, Governor, would you like some pence and pie?
I'm not, and you know what?
That's not accent, not that good.
Oh, that you sound more Cockney.
That's a more Cockney.
Well, but emphasis on cock.
Yeah,
that was a cork.
Of course.
I'm
hearing people.
That's a news program.
It's why I'm making Congress focus on issues like.
It is a news program.
I don't know where it's coming from.
It may be coming from one of the other stations. Maybe there is a station that we're on that is not playing us, and we're getting their feed.
Okay.
Fuck me, running.
What does that mean exactly? Fuck me,
running.
I
don't know. I actually stole it from man. I just love the way he says it. I was like, Christ, Donna.
Well, right now, Donnie from Wicked is horsing around on my computer. That's
him horsing around and
no,
fixing
things. That wasn't him horsing around. Hmm. So my kid got some interesting gifts.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say, a little disappointed with what the stuff my kid got.
Why?
Some person, I don't want to name it, made a gift.
Right.
Including like a wire cleaner bracelet.
Pipe cleaner?
Yeah, a pipe cleaner bracelet.
What are you, in jail? They make a
they
shank.
Didn't make toilet wine, stupid.
Oh, boy, a
they
shank.
Didn't make hooch.
Wait,
Kool-Aid hooch.
Wait, toilet wine. Now we're talking.
Made it in the toilet.
And like a paper, like a picture. It's like, yeah.
So, like, the kid made these, like, goofy little super
cheapo.
I guess they're poor.
I don't know. I don't know. But you know what? My wife had a point. Go to the dollar store.
Yeah.
Buy a dollar doll. But, my kid will be happy.
Yeah, buy, like, a bag of, like, plastic animals or something.
Yeah.
I hate when people
make
crafts. You know? It's like,
it's good if you're a kid making it for your parent for Mother or Father's Day. Don't go to a party with crafts.
Yeah, don't go to.
No. Yeah, right. For your mother or father for you know, one of those things. But a dollar store, even a dollar.
Can you imagine going?
Damn.
But yeah, my wife is so good at, like, faking the enthusiasm for my daughter, which makes me think, what else is she faking enthusiasm for? but, like, I'm sitting here, and I'm just trying to hide my look of yuck and disgust on my face.
But we learn that social cue, because you have, as a woman, you have to go to all these bridal showers and baby showers, and you know, you're going, oh, paprika, you know, I mean.
Who got me the allspice?
Paprika, you know, how did you know?
Yeah.
I sliced my wrist.
Well, I mean, no, because they have things at these showers where they have the wishing well. I don't know if people still do this ridiculous stuff, but they, you know, like, whoever the maids were or the friends or whatever, have to make this fake out of, you know, cardboard and toilet paper well. And the wishing well is they throw in things like spices and household items. So they literally, at some of these showers, will go through them piece by piece. And there's, like, a salt and pepper set. Not a nice one, like a collectible one. No. It's
no,
like,
not one that you might pick up at a garage sale. A nice one.
No. Like, no. I mean, like,
a
the
collectible salt and pepper shaker? Really? That's why you have a hoard. Because you think salt and pepper shakers are collectible.
Oh, my buddy.
They
I used to go, when I used to visit my buddy Frank in North Carolina, we would go out antiquing because he was in the antique business, and we would go antiquing.
Yeah.
And we would. Oh,
so,
boy,
so how long were you kids dating?
Huh?
How long were you kids dating? You and your boyfriend went into North Carolina antiquing? Did you skip on in, you homo? You got nothing to say.
Let's know I do. My buddy and his wife at the time ran
an and then she
business.
Left.
Thank
then
you.
He left her for you. I want some of that Joseph T. Curry. He likes to go antiquing. My wife won't do that.
Antiquing is not my thing. I do not like antiquing.
But anal sex, he's all for.
That's now that's a party. You know what?
It's not my party. Or my kids.
It's my party, and I'll cry if
Success
I want to.
Success Marshall ass.
Oh, no, you did it.
Would you like a karate chop to your crack?
Don't know. We're still not good, well enough to talk about that.
That's funny.
We're back on Wicked, by the way. Donnie.
See, there
we go.
Thank you, Donnie. Thank you very much.
The password did not copyright, which I don't understand because I copy and pasted.
Wow.
Stupid. The password is not on the air.
Stupid paperclip.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yes. The password is fucked. Yeah. You're fucked again. technologically speaking. Sorry.
I gotcha.
So, no, salt and pepper shakers are collectibles, damn it. I'm not talking about the ones that you bring to a picnic and you throw out.
A picnic?
Yeah.
You're not talking about that?
Yeah, it's this where you lay out all this shit all over the grass. And
yeah,
it's
you know, like, you know, those, the ones that you get in the supermarket and they're plastic together as a little set for $1.50.
You're not talking about the ones you steal from McDonald's.
No, not those. No, I'm talking about, you know, ceramic ones.
I don't know. I just want salt.
I know. I don't even want the pepper.
I just
want
salt
and lots of it. We're both going to die of our hearts exploding. You understand that,
just
Joe?
Just do it on the air.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Boost ratings. Boss can only do so much for us.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're the beads of sweat break out and you're clutching your chest, it doesn't really translate on radio. I mean, we'd have to do that at the compound.
Okay.
As long as we have stick cam, you know.
We'll be fine.
All right, good.
Or if we could do it at the compound, it'll be in high def. So die on a Thursday.
All right. Try to hold in your cardiac event until a compound day.
Boy, I thought I was going to have a cardiac at the compound after the show last week.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. No, I got a hold of some stuff.
Hold. You went through his shit. It wasn't like you stumbled upon it, like, you know, like you happen to eat a bad mushroom. You went through his shit. Oh, I'll have some of that. don't make it sound
4G
like you
LTE
didn't know what
is
the hell
the fastest.
You were.
So, which super fast 4G LTE service would you choose?
Yeah, shut off,
based
Joe.
On this chart. Don't rush into it. I'm not looking
for
the fastest.
Don't rush into it.
Obviously, Verizon.
There we go.
Yeah, there aren't enough of us talking over each other. We
Joe happened into it.
Oh, you happened into the problem?
Like
the
he cheated on his wife and his penis happened into a vagina.
No, I wanted
it
to
just happened to happen
47
into,
times!
No, I went to Levy Land and you know, everything you go into now is a freaking commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It's a federal case.
Yeah. We need
our
sponsors.
So,
well, yes, I understand.
You, once I brought you some pretzels, you seemed...
Yeah, I was I come back into the house and I'm like, I'm just like, I gotta go outside. I gotta go outside. And I just sat outside in the patio chair, and Pip comes up with a bag of pretzels. You want these? Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't eat anything. So I was like, wow, is there enough for the spinning.
Oh, I'm like, is there enough for the unicorn?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, all I saw, I was like, where did he go? I thought you stepped out for a smoke. And all of a sudden, I just see feet sticking out from around the bar area that Anthony has in the back there. And I'm like... He's sitting in a chair. I wonder if he's awake.
The thing is, once Joe passed out, business got taken care of. Did you know we didn't go down a high school memory line circa 1976?
I know.
Remember this one time when we acted like assholes? Every story ends that way. You guys were assholes. We get it.
There was this
one guy. One of you gets paid handsomely to be an asshole, and the other one's sitting across the table from me.
Ain't life a bitch?
Yeah.
Ain't life a bitch?
Yes, it is. It's so what Joe? The fuck? What was that?
That was you, or
it was trying to. It was going into the live chat, and I had it on mute, but it blinged. Why are you afraid of a little blink?
Joe's fucking computer's like the robot from Short Circuit. It's just got a lot of fucking shit to say.
Yeah,
gotta get Ali Sheen here to shut that thing up.
No, it's more like.
You're talking about our old timey references.
No, that's the 80s. That's 15 years.
You
want to
go
Joe.
Really back? This thing is more like Hal from 2001: Space Odyssey, just
it
bent
is.
On destruction.
It is Joe. I'm not going to work for you tonight, Joe.
Joe, I will not play the clips you need, Joe.
Joe, I'm going to play sounds just like whenever I spontaneously, whenever I feel like it.
That's what happens when I don't talk.
I know.
You fucking stoned ass bitch tonight. All hopped up on drugs.
She
happened into what, Xanax? What the hell did you take?
No.
What are you hopped up on, sir?
I had to take a Benadryl because my face started breaking out in hives for no apparent reason.
It saw itself in the mirror.
No.
That's a horrible thing
to say.
That
usually makes the
mirror
crack.
Not one end, it's the other.
I know.
Old ass face.
How's your ass doing?
It's fine. Thank you. I'm like the princess and the pea plumped up on all these pillows on this chair. I'm all good. That's why I'm stumbling over myself more than usual because I'm.
You sound like Joe.
Oh no,
I'm fucking stoned.
Benadryl makes me really tired and really kind of out there. I probably shouldn't have been driving on the New York Thruway like this, but you know there were people worse off than me right next to me. So. Right.
As we look at each other.
I think Joe and I are fine right now.
No.
Joe hasn't happened into anything. I'm straight edge.
No, on the highway, in the other cars.
Yeah, we shouldn't let her talk so much tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, it's not going to be.
So, Joe, do you think this is a weird gift for somebody to give my kid? Sea monkeys. Or, or as I like to call it, shit to feed the fish in my tank. Brine shrimp.
Sea monkeys?
I didn't even know you could purchase those. Did they get like a comic book from 1984?
Sea monkies.
Yeah,
sea monkeys,
I told you my kid got some weird shit.
You know what he's talking about, right?
Yeah, I know exactly
what
he's talking
about. Yeah, from the comic book.
Not sperm. Sea monkeys.
That's semen monkeys.
I actually used the reference in my act.
Oh, you did?
So
sea
it must
monkeys,
be old.
That's right.
So it must be old, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that's a weird gift to give a kid, right?
It is kind of.
Now let me ask you a question: the ranking, is that above a Chia Pet or below a Chia Pet?
That would be below.
Below a Chia Pet.
Yeah, that's below because they're just like sea bugs,
right? You see,
they're brine shrimp.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Yeah.
You see,
it's should I feed my fish in my tanks? That wouldn't make.
Were
do.
You expecting like,
oh my God,
a
no,
whale to fly by and you know just?
I wasn't expecting a living creature where I had to add water. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh yeah.
I don't want that.
No.
Well, maybe that'll be regifted. I don't think we can regift. I don't think we can regift the pipe cleaner bracelet though.
No, that's
I think
not
that's a keeper.
Well, you know what?
She got some horse shit. That's what I'm saying. She got some horse shit. Pipe
cleaner. You know what? But as a person who likes crafts, I know
it's not a craft.
Well,
it's a pipe cleaner tied to the edge of a pipe cleaner. If I can make it, it's not a craft. Basically, my expertise ends with. One popsicle stick glued to another popsicle stick for a cross, or some elbow macaroni scattered on some construction paper. If I can make it, you're really not doing much.
Hey, wait a minute. That's what I got for my birthday last year from you.
Well.
Why do you...
judge my parent, my kid's gifts?
No.
Because I'm what? A superficial asshole.
Why do you have any reason to be making little popsicle stick crosses?
I don't, but I feel confident.
Can I interrupt?
You will anyway.
You're not a superficial asshole. I mean, with these lavish gifts, a pipe cleaner ring, and sea nobody could find a burlap bag of shit and wind up putting a bow on
we
that.
We might have left that one out. Martial arts. Little tip. Here you go, guys. Thanks.
You set it on fire before you left, though.
I mean, the gifts are a little underwhelming.
Well,
because there wasn't a lot of fun shit for my kid.
Yeah,
but you know what? I always yell at my wife too because she gives good gifts.
Yeah,
but she's like always give like for the girls. She always gives like arts and crafts gifts.
Yeah,
oh, because they like arts. Fuck it, give them a doll. Like whenever there's a boy, yeah. I'm the one who does the shopping because I give good shit.
What do you give the boys that you have to get presents for? And I didn't mean that in a Sandusky kind of way.
I give them girls.
No.
No, I mean, like, depends.
You give them bed underwear for old people?
All right. Joe's quick to the drawer tonight. Gotta watch myself.
It's quick to the drawers.
Okay.
Fucking stoned out of her stupid
Holy
ass.
Holy moly.
No, but I'll give, like, cars or I gave my nephews, like, those Nerf guns. Where you shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Fun
with
shit.
Nerf darts.
Yeah, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Fun shit.
Yeah.
Or cash. Cash is always good.
But no, craft stuff is good for girls.
I guess.
That's totally fun.
That's what my wife buys. Educational craft shit.
We both have vaginas. We know what
no,
little
we
girls
don't
want.
Have.
Speak for yourself.
Me and your wife. Okay. And trust me.
I will. I'm not doing the research. I'll
take your vagina smell out good gifts?
Yes.
What is it, girl? What? Candlesticks? Okay.
That's my vagina's lassie.
That's
probably as deep as a well, so why not?
That's why somebody went.
The dog actually tries to hump her vagina.
That's why so many women in Toys R Us are wearing skirts.
Yeah. I tell you, I love my two friends, Joe's. Joe Cumier and his sister Dawn have two kids who I love to death. They're like my little babies, and but during the holiday, I love getting gifts for them, and
it's
I get
fun,
psyched,
right?
Man, because I'm like a child, so yep. I'm like, you know, and I, you know, I like to get good gifts.
Yeah, I do too. Know? I like to pick really good things for them, but I made the mistake of getting my.
Hey, if you guys are in the chat, if you guys want to chat in some of the shittiest gifts
yeah.
that you've ever given or received as a kid or for kids, feel free to chat that in because we'll read those on there. You could go to Davin's Den chat room on davincomedy.com, and I'm checking out the Levy Land chat tonight. So
you can go
to either one of those chat rooms. Shitty gifts for kids.
I made the mistake of getting my daughter. My daughter.
Your daughter.
Holy crap.
How fucking stoned are you?
Holy smokes, you're bringing back things that
you're
trying to hide.
That's the one thing your vagina can't sniff out is sperm.
No, it rejects it wholeheartedly.
You got a little vagina that spits.
It's the spitting vagina. What's the label of?
You got a little vagina where you can hear go. Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm.
You can stick that in, but none of that. No, no. No, that my friend's daughter, I got her a book on origami, and it came with all the paper to use because she loves crafts like that, and she was making things out of paper anyway. So I was like, here's actual paper crafts.
Oh, Joe, you're monitoring this one as well.
Yes.
Joe, you got both chats?
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
They're talking to each other in the chat room.
Joe's talking to himself in the chat, both chats.
Somebody's got a fucking climb.
That's all right.
So the mistake was I brought that out there when I was going for a weekend visit. I was tormented by, Aunt Pip, help me do this. Help me.
Well,
do
yeah, because here's your mistake. You're giving a gift that involves participation.
Oh.
That's the problem with a fucking board game. It
yeah.
involves participation.
Yes.
You give the kid a video, like a first game shooter where they can blow up shit.
Yep.
You give a girl a doll, a Barbie doll or something like that.
Yep.
You don't give her a tea set because a tea party ain't fun for one.
Right. There
is a strategy.
Yeah.
You people don't know what the hell you're doing.
Apparently,
and my
I didn't.
Wife is like all these other yentas. She wants the parents involved. A real fucking parent wants nothing to do with their kid.
Oh no, they want something.
Isolate that.
Let me tell you something. I'm in this damn pie program where the parents are incorporated in assholery. What the hell am I in? I don't know what the hell we're in. I got to go in for a meeting last week because we're supposed to be parent, teacher assistant. Really? She's telling me how to label shit. and how to turn on a computer. This stinks.
Let her, bring her ass down here. Have her run this fucking show. What's about to teach?
No, no, no. She's telling me. She's asking me to do this shit.
Oh, really?
Like when we're supposed to go in there every Thursday. I'm like, no, 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 no. Hold.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Because you say you're available for. Listen, I love my kid, just not between the hours of 9 and 3 on school days.
That's your job.
Exactly. And I'm going to go in there. My wife's going to the first one. My mother-in-law is going to handle a lot of this shit. But I'm like, when all this stuff happens, I'm like, I hate fucking pie. I hate it. I like the moment. But she's in a blue ribbon school now. Yuck. This is what happens in good schools. My kid's never in school. Yesterday, she comes home early. There's always days off and everything. And when there's not days off, I'm fucking coming in there and I can't even bring cupcakes because it's not allowed. It blows. Carrot sticks and bullshit. That's what my fucking, that's what first grade has been for me, Joe. I'm not pleased.
Carrot sticks and bullshit. I would write a book. That would be a great title.
I was just thinking it's a great title.
Carrot sticks and bullshit.
I think that's my next blog entry.
My life as a father to a first grader. Carrot sticks and bullshit.
I'm not pleased.
No, I can tell.
You should talk about this in your act. This is good.
I don't want to share it with those people. They pay for it. I'd much rather share it for people who get this for free. My non-sensory.
Nonsense.
So I'm like all hopped up. Fortunately, I saw a show a couple days ago. Me and my wife were watching this. I'm like, I don't usually bring TV shows into our show.
Okay.
Because we got so much to do. But this show was on VH1, so you know it was good entertainment.
Yeah.
They take these two married couples, and I'm only going to talk about one marriage. The one marriage was like a normal-sized woman married to a little person.
I saw that.
Okay, then you saw the other half of that show, too.
Is that a married midget?
Yeah,
well, they don't like being called midgets.
Whatever.
Kind of like
you
don't be like called stupid. It's just rude.
And
but we can move on with our lives.
Exactly. We certainly do.
What was the
do,
other
Jim.
One? Oh, yes. Yes, I do know the other one.
All right. Well, let me bring this to the forefront and share it with the group. All right. So there's this happily married couple in love. The husband, in order to make a living, is a gay porn star. And they insist he's straight. Bullshit.
If somebody blows you. And
well,
that will
step right up.
You're gay.
I'm leaving.
If a man blows you, Joe?
If a man blows me.
He's actually going
gay.
To use.
I don't care.
You can't. You know what? If you don't want to say you're gay, that's fine. But you're at least bi.
Yeah.
And at first, my wife was like, well, no, I'm cool. I've seen gay porn. And then she sees them hugging up on each other.
Yep.
And she starts to get real squeamish. I'm like, who's the fucking liberal now?
that's funny.
You can still be liberal and not want to watch gay porn.
I understand that, but don't give me the bullshit like, oh, I'm cool. I've watched gay porn. Listen, it didn't faze me. I'm not turning on gay porn.
No, no, no.
And I got no problem with this guy making his living this way. But don't lie to us and your wife who's lying to yourself and say, I'm straight. You're not. You're taking it in the ass. And then my wife goes, well, I guess maybe if you were delivering but not receiving. I'm like, what are you, fucking Latino or prison rules?
No. If you fart.
Prison rules?
My wife is like fucking reasoning out how she could possibly rationalize it with me. I'm like, no.
If you fart and it sounds like this. You got a problem.
Sounding like Pip's vagina sniffing out toys.
Yeah. Legos.
The two of us can shop.
No, I mean, do we all agree you're gay? You're gay. You can't.
This guy.
Yes. But here's the argument, though. Here is his argument. I'm doing a job. I get that. Still, there's a penis in your ass.
Yes.
Or, no, I think he was the pitcher. I'm guessing.
See, but not every movie.
See, that's the thing with gay porn. You see, if you...
All right, Joe, enlighten us.
If you fix your sink, you're not really a licensed plumber.
If you what?
If you fix your sink, you're not really a licensed plumber. If you nail your deck, you're not really a carpenter. If you take it in your ass, you're gay.
Or you went to Penn State. One of the other. His name was Reese Rideout.
Right.
Reese Rideout?
Jealous? Wish you could come up with a clever name like that?
That was his his stage name. Because the thing was that, I forget what his regular name was.
Stage is a fucking bed.
That's his bed name. But when he's doing porn, he has a different name. But he has a different way of like gelling his hair. And when he goes.
It's using sperm on it. There's something about Jimmy.
Does that make me gay? Does that make me gay? That's what the new do is.
Sperm,
you got a new
it?
Hairdo, huh?
I told Pip I didn't want to make you jealous anymore with my long flowing locks.
And it's a new hairdo.
Do you like the new hairdo?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, but that's not sperm on your hair.
Who are you to judge?
I gotta go.
It's spermicidal jelly. So when somebody comes on my head, it'll be immediately repelled.
I just can't get
We need sponsors.
Welcome to Saturday's spermicidal jelly.
Who knows, but the host gives great fucking head.
All right, blow your load in my hair. Okay, it's safe.
I just can't get used to this Kentucky jelly.
What?
Kentucky
oh,
jelly?
Oh, that's a... Yeah, that's a joke.
I was
No, it wasn't. We know what jokes are. We tell them for a living.
I was I was in better shape on the couch outside. At the part at the
what?
I know. I know. And I didn't go rooting around at
it. We make Diva Donnie laugh. I'm not sure at which part. Maybe the sperm. I don't know.
I don't know, but poor man. He's locked in now.
So we all agree this Reese Rideout is gay.
Totally.
Yes.
And my gaydar was going off.
Really?
Even when he was hanging out with
Reese
the wife.
Reese Rideout
yes.
is gay. This just in. Reese Rideout
no,
is
no
gay.
No matter how much he protested, I'm looking
His
at him.
His wife is fucking lying to people. And
did
then you go on TV, stupid.
Did you see? Did
you know what? If you want to hide your identity, do an interview on Davin's Den. Nobody will fucking know.
Nobody will find you.
Yeah, don't go on VH1, though.
I know. Well, the best part is that she has her two female cousins come over, and she's going to explain to
Diva
them.
Diva Donnie agrees. He's gay.
But... Yeah. The two cousins come over and she's like, I'm a little nervous about telling them about what he really does and everything. And so now the two cousins take it so well, like, yeah, okay, well, we knew that he stripped or did something, but
they
we
said
didn't
he's
know
an
he
actor.
He's an actor.
If you're an actor, what do you go, hey, what can I see in? How about Billy? You could see me in Billy.
In Billy.
How about Bunghole Barracks? I'll be in Bunghole Barracks as
There's
Bruce.
There's a lot of people you could see me in.
In, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So the cousins take it like, oh, yeah, oh, well, that's okay. We support you. That's because there are cameras on them.
And how old are the cousins?
They're like...
Old enough to be ugly.
They're a little bit younger than her, but they're trying to be supportive of everything.
She would make me gay.
Oh, she was
pretty, not attractive.
Really? She was not attractive. She's very, very plain.
Really?
No, plain's not the word because she's got makeup on. She's ugly.
No, she was plain.
No, she's ugly. Plain.
Plain.
Is,
ugly. Plain.
Plain
is, ugly.
Plain is, you can put some spackle on a bitch and she's going to look good. Mm. She's got a natural appearance to her. Ugly's like, we've spackled. There's nothing we can do.
It's like a crack that keeps coming back
she's
in
not
your
hideous.
Wall.
That's right.
You
I can't, have
not listen, enough spackle
listen,
to fix it.
Here's what I'm saying, though. Oh, no, knowing how much hot women love gay guys, I would get myself a hot bitch if I was gay. That's what I'm saying. For a straight guy,
yeah, but
she's
what would
fine.
You do with her when she got her? She just
I would
sit
fuck
there
her and go shopping.
No, you would. You're gay.
No, you're gay.
No, but you do it just to try. That, Joe, if you ever want to get laid, and I know you don't, but you need...
How do you say
what?
That?
I've seen the act. I see how you talk to people. I've seen your writing. You don't. But that's okay.
Besides
but if
that?
But if you did... Besides by your wife, because she's got no other options at this point.
Yes.
If you wanted to get laid, act gay. You will get the hottest bitches you will ever see.
That's actually true.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
It is true. Trust me. I would lose weight, put on tight pants, and fucking sashay my ass into a gay bar. And I would get you the hottest. I would get the hottest bitches ever. Yeah. I go in like this. I'm getting Bull Dykes. I'm getting softball team. I go in like I give a shit. With this hairstyle, I'm getting laid by hot chicks because they think I'm gay. We're going to Chess King if it was 1991.
Yeah, 80s reference.
I didn't know. We're going to Hot Topic.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Now it's official. Now it's
you ever go into one of those stores and feel like a complete asshole?
No, I go in all the time. That's where I buy my shirts for the show.
You walk in a hot tub. They're like, yeah, what, are you looking for your daughter?
I know. I
was
really...
that what they said to Aunt?
No, it's a girlfriend.
That's where Anthony finds his dates. You know, behind the counter. No, I don't want the T-shirt.
I told Aunt.
What's in it?
I told Aunt the great line I missed on Saturday because when he was talking about it. He goes, yeah, no, she's not like, you know, we discuss that. We discuss politics. We discover economics. I go, figuring out her milk money is not economics.
Oh!
Once again, Joe, way too fucking late, but that would have been brilliant.
Damn. Oh, you would have slayed
him
with
that. I just didn't want to get into that with Anthony.
No,
there were so many, you know, listen, helping with algebra is fine. I'm not going to get into it, whatever. Really, he's having a rational conversation with a 17-year-old, then you're dumber than you sound on your show, stupid.
18? No, 18. She's 18. 18.
Not always.
No, she is now.
18? I know, well, fine. Yeah. When we know, the clock is running. That shit ain't going to last till 20.
Yeah.
She's going to get wrinkly
it's
or
like
puberty.
Sugar Mountain.
All right.
Yeah.
So now I want to direct my attention to something I noticed online. this week. Maybe Joe can answer this for mm-hmm. me.
Okay.
So I'm on Facebook.
Yep.
And I see a new McClinton picture with the nice McClinton underneath it. Uh-huh. And I count.
McClinton underneath it?
Whatever. I'm over it.
Okay.
And I see one member, two member, three member, four member, five member. I don't see Joe.
Right. Well, I went out there on Saturday. There was a
you were not in those pictures either. They just had some like Les Paul old, I guess his fucking son.
I actually was in one. I went out.
Oh, that's not the one they put on Facebook.
No.
No.
Joe was a hanger on.
I was a visitor. I went out there.
You certainly are.
I went out there and I visited. The studio's very, very
hold on,
nice.
Before I go on, let me explain. McClinton is the band that Joe may or may not be in.
Yes.
That 3 days before a gig up. Yeah, don't bother. McClinton is the band that me, Joe, and Pip had to have a real fucking sit down because we thought his priorities were screwed up. McClinton is the band where Joe still says he works at on Facebook. We don't think so.
We don't think so.
Anyway, go on, Joe.
All right, so I went out there. Michael built a new studio complex.
Lead singer.
Built a new studio complex with about five rehearsal rooms, a grand stage, and stuff like
wow.
that.
Wow.
And
sound nice?
Yeah, it is actually nice. And basically after the gig a couple of months ago, basically they just threw themselves, you know, Michael, Johnny threw themselves into getting the studio open.
Oh.
So they got a studio open. So I went out there to see what the deal is. You know, and the band played without me, obviously, with the band played.
Well, no. The obvious is the part we're talking about. Because it's been obvious to me anyway. I don't want to put words in Pip's mouth. But it's been obvious to me. Now you're saying obviously. What's going on?
Wait, 1 second. I just have to cover the subtext. To the viewers who can't see Joe, Joe says, oh, yeah, well, and so I went out to see that, and he reached up to just, like, touch something under his eye, and he used his middle finger. It's all about body language.
I didn't even see that.
Please go on.
I didn't even do that.
Yes,
but,
you did.
No,
you went...
I think Joe would flat out give me the finger if he wanted to.
No, actually, I'm glad you brought it up because I actually was going to bring it up, you know, at the beginning of the show. So I went out to the...
Fortunately, I'm running this thing. It's a good thing I'm here, Joe.
Because I'm going, I wanted to talk about something.
The hell was I wanted to bring up?
But anyway, yeah, so I went out to the studio and all the guys were out there. So I talked to Mike and stuff like that. The band isn't doing much yet. Mike's just trying to figure out what's going on because basically spent all this money on a studio and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll do it without me. I told Mike if they needed me, just give me a call and we'll see what happens. I've got enough on my plate where, if I'm not part of the project, I'm not part of the project.
Oh, I agree. I just think I got no problem with this. I got no problem with them deciding they don't need a keyboardist, if that be... I just have a problem with the way – how much money you've laid out, how they've strung you along up until this point, and all the bullshit that it's caused. I got no problem with them making a decision. I just don't like the way they do it. Like if I told Joe, don't come back, it wouldn't be vague. It'd be like, Joe, don't come back. It would be real obvious. There wouldn't be pictures where maybe Joe's there. It wouldn't be like a Where's Waldo. It would, you know, like Where's Stupid. Here's a new Davin's Den picture. Huh? Wasn't there a guy making a funny face? Nah, never happened.
Well, for
they're wolfing you. They're Michael Anthony-ing you.
Well,
oh,
wolfing.
You've been wolfied.
Well, the bottom line is that they've been so busy with the studio, the band actually took a back seat. For a couple of months now,
which must have been hard because I'm sure there's been a lot of pressing engagements.
So I'm just seeing what their deal is.
Yeah.
If they want me to be part of it, you know, I'll probably be part of it. If they don't, I've got enough on my plate where I don't. You know, I've got my play that my partner Camille and I are about to finish. I'm just getting this music copyrighted for that, and we're going to start selling the play. I got that. Chris Wider and I probably be putting together a band, you know, a band or something like that to do. So I've got enough on my plate with stand up.
So Joe's making excuses why when I ask him to do something now, Joe's already putting the little seeds in my head of why he's going to tell me
no. Oh, he's always had this stuff.
But I've always had something on my plate. I was, you know, we're talking to Joe. There's probably going to be a Rot Gut show in the new year. So I've got enough on my, I've got enough on my plate. It is what it is.
I take it it'll be at a venue where teens are allowed.
I just, you know,
an all ages club.
I just
connected with the kids.
I mean every year there's a picture of the band and there's always somebody, you know, there's always a different alignment of people.
Well, you know what's not? Well, you know what never changes? The guy in the front.
Yeah,
he's the one that stays the same.
I mean, I went out there. It was all cordial. It was all nice. I mean, I'm not gonna lose sleep over it.
No, that's good. No, and I didn't lose sleep over it either. But no. I did want to talk about it. So good. All right. Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought it up
because I actually wanted to discuss it. You know, I wish them luck. It's, you know, I'm not going to go where I'm not wanted. You know, I mean,
Now we know, Pip. He'll take it well.
Don't you throw me under the bus here. Don't you?
I'll fucking replace both of you. I'll get Michael McClint and Johnny Race to fill those two mics.
you poor bastard.
You have a nice studio to go to. Try to work it that you go out of there.
Yeah, but I don't need him fucking singing in between the 10-minute break.
Oh, oh man.
So I guess we won't be playing McClinton music anymore.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Right. Anything else going on, Joe?
Not really.
Friday night good?
Yeah, Friday night was very good. I want to thank Bobby Gonzo. We had a great show out at
the Italian Villa in Warwick, Joe.
The Italian Villa in Warwick, Joe. Very, very good show.
Good.
Oh, that's great.
Time. What's going on with you, Pip?
I just wanted to say I haven't seen Bobby in years.
He's doing good. Looking good. Years.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
What?
For Bobby?
He would have no idea who I was. Mm-hmm. So he just would not remember. Nothing's going on except me and the riding the Benadryl high, chasing the Benadryl dragon. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me, though. I really feel like... You remember the movie The Boy and the... You remember the movie The Boy and the Plastic Bubble?
Yes.
Yeah, I need one of those, apparently. Yeah. Yes, I'm allergic to every fucking
thing.
And
it's a big bubble. It's got to cover you from head to ass because that's where everything's been going on.
I know, really. I'm just going to have to live with all those things.
If you didn't tune in last week, Pip was telling us about an anal fissure.
Oh, yes. God.
And we had quite a bit of fun with her fissure.
Yes.
At my ass's expense. We all laughed heartily. It's something that you really don't want to have, but it's like, if you do, you want to go over every embarrassing and humiliating detail with your friends
on the
radio
show. And we most certainly did.
Every detail.
We touched everything on your ass. The brown finger of fate.
I'm repulsed.
And you should be.
I'm moving on.
Yeah, okay, good.
Disgusting, Joseph.
All right.
McClinton can have you.
Don't be wanting
Take your brown fingers to the keyboard, mister.
Oh.
Tickle those ivories.
Tickle those
ivories. All right. So if you guys are a frequent listener to the show, you know we deal with people from the continent of Africa.
Yes.
You know, Nigeria, Benin Republic, various places in Africa. Unfortunately, our friends in Nigeria a couple of weeks ago had a bit of a tragedy.
No, they did.
There were some floods. And, you know, in these floods, I guess sometimes things wash into your house, like snakes and hippopotamuses.
And crocodiles.
And crocodiles.
Guess
that's a bad fucking day.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if, like, rhinos and things are washing up onto my couch. I think I'd have a problem.
Yeah, but you know how much people pay to go to, like, Great Adventure and see them?
I know.
Invite everybody to your living room. Fucking charge a cover.
It's like, I don't want a goddamn safari in my house.
What is the move when you wake up and there is a hippo there? Yeah. You know, there you are going to get the paper, maybe a cup of Joe, and there's a fucking hippo staring at you.
Oh, Mr. Helix has to deal with that all the time.
Wow.
And they are too afraid to touch it.
Can you move away from the refrigerator, please?
It's a hippo. I don't think niceties matter.
you just move that sucker.
I don't know. It's like the crocodile gnawing on my ass.
Hey, you know. No. Oh, I mean, don't go there.
I think that's the type of day you go, you know what? I'm fucking going back to bed. I'm not dealing with this right now.
I wouldn't go. When we stayed up at that farm and people were going and doing hippie style bathing in this damn pond,
Let's bathe hippie style, man.
It was like freaking Woodstock. People were like taking their organic shampoos and soaps and they're bathing in the pond.
Just drown them. Drowned hippies.
And people were like, oh yeah, go swimming in that. Go bathing in
bullshit.
That. Like,
you just did some hippie peed in there.
Not only that, but it's like when we were canoeing, I saw snakes going by. I'm in a canoe and I'm freaking out seeing a snake go by. And now people are bathing in it. Can you imagine if this shit that, you know, you can normally avoid washes into the house?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, is homeowners insurance covering that? You're in good hands with Allstate. You better swim, motherfucker.
you'll need big hands to hold a hippo.
I mean, I want to see that guy for Allstate who always gets like splattered on things. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I want to
see him splattered to the ass of a hippo. that's what I want to see. Now I'm impressed by his acting ability.
It's like, wow.
That must be a hell of a floodwater to wash a hippo into your house. I mean, hippos are pretty fucking big.
Yeah, it's true. You need like a fucking tidal wave. A hippo's not just going to mosey on in.
No, you can
never see a moseying hippo.
Hippies. They don't mosey.
Choose a vowel.
No, I had hippie water problems. They have hippo water problems. No, you know what? I've seen floodwaters move cars, though. You know?
Yeah.
You can
not into my living room.
No, luckily. But you know what? The car is never going to bite you.
That's true.
Yeah. You know?
See, I think the crocodile hunter might still be alive if he just would have gone knocking on doors.
Why drag
him in the forest? Fucking knock on the door. I'll take care of this.
Oh, who's a grumpy hippo?
Grumpy hippo. Look, he's behind the couch. I'll sneak up on him. Easy, girl.
I think the worst things I've ever woken up to are a dead fish. In the tank. That's never a good day.
Oh, I thought it was in the bed.
No. Like you, Lou Cabrazzi.
that's what I was thinking,
and
too. Big trout, yeah. You know?
I think the other, is when you step in cat vomit first
thing
in the morning.
Yes.
The cold, refreshing feel of cat vomit on a foot. Good morning, sir.
Good
We're
morning.
Going to be starting the day on the other foot.
Me fucking out.
I have totally done that.
That is a lousy way to, better than a hippo.
Miserable. Yes. Really.
You don't want to step in hippo shit. But cat vomit, a verbal. Not a good way to start your day.
Yeah, this cat vomit won't take your leg off.
I know. Hippos have teeth that look like cans.
Hippos are so mean and nasty. That
How mean and nasty are they, Joe?
That crocodiles won't fuck with them. You ever see
those
wild animal shows? You will see
crocodiles.
See them
fucking fighting over the coffee table?
Snicking and snacking on any goddamn thing that comes in their path. And the hippo will wander right in. Get out of here. And they'll leave him alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's big man on campus, that hippo.
Oh, yeah. The crocodiles know who the boss is.
What's the worst thing you ever woke up to, Joe? Besides your
what? Stop it. Gee whiz, I would.
Gee whiz, all right, Beav.
I would say waking up in a rainstorm. I was in a tent one night when I was a Boy Scout, and it was a bad rainstorm, and I fall asleep in a tent. Next thing you know, I wake up in the pouring rain. The tent is gone.
That's a bad way to wake
up.
Wow. Yeah, it sucked, yeah. Also, I woke up.
Well, that's what happens when you say no to the Scoutmaster. He takes his tent and goes home.
Got to say nice to him, Mr. Man. Actually, the worst experience I ever had when I woke up in an out-of-control car.
That's bad.
We were coming back from California. It was me, Anthony, and our pal Bison. We were coming back from Anthony's dad's ranch. And we made it out to the ranch from California in 2 days, nonstop driving.
Ugh.
So we said, we're not going to do that again. When we decided we wanted to go to the Smithsonian before we headed back to New York. So off we go. And I'm in the back of this Camaro. It was a Camaro, the same year as yours. And I wake up, and the car is out of control. And I'm waking up, and it's out of control car. And I'm like, I couldn't have died in my sleep. I have to wake up to die. So what happened was my buddy Sean, the Bison, he fell asleep while he was driving.
Oh, my God.
So he reins control of the car. He goes, I must have fell asleep. And we're like, all right, get in the back. I'll drive.
Yeah.
So I'm driving in about an hour. I look in the back. He's hanging out, bopping to the music.
No.
I go, what happened? I go, why, you know, I thought you were sleepy. I'm not sleepy anymore. I go, pretend you're behind a wheel, stupid.
Really? Really?
That seems to nod you out. So, yeah, that was the worst thing I ever woke up to.
Well, that's worse than a cat furball.
Oh, my God.
Well, what about
perfect.
You, Pip? What's the worst thing?
I'm thinking it was the time that my one cat decided that he did not like the wet food that was in the bowl. So he picked up a clump of it and honked it on top of me while I was sleeping.
Wait, he put it on top of me? Take this, you bitch.
Yes. To express
kind of like a cat with a fucking attitude problem.
To express his displeasure. He just went honk and left this wet cat food on me. Now it's on the blanket. It's on me. I got to get up. I got to wash stuff up. Oh, I was pissed.
My cat never did that. But what he did do was
he had respect.
He had respect for me. What he would do is you put food in his dish, food in a dish, and she would turn around and bury it like it's cat shit.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he'd turn around like, really? This is Fancy Feast. Fuck you. I mean, it's cost me $2 a can.
Fancy Feast isn't that fancy.
They're hiding it for later.
I know they put the fluffy white cat. That, you know, is what all the gay guys would carry before they got little dogs. But it's not that fancy of a feast. I'm just letting you know.
I used to do this joke years
ago. What, did you eat it? Did you lose a bet?
No, I read the ingredients.
Oh, okay.
That's why I don't wake up with cat food on me, because I give a shit.
Point taken.
I used to do this act. I used to do this joke years
did
ago.
Did you just have a Benadryl?
Yeah, right? I used to do this
no,
joke.
That's just Joe.
I used to do this joke years ago. I would go, you ever see, the gourmet dog food? You know, kennel racing gourmet dog food. Your dog will know the difference. No, he won't. The mutt licks his ass. How the hell is he going to tell?
I remember that joke.
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
Hey, do you guys watch Walking Dead?
Yeah, we're watching it now. You want a Benadryl?
Not me. Not zombie me. I mean, not zombies me, on TV.
No.
Oh, okay. There was just a scene where the survivors are scouring through houses looking for things that they can salvage. And the kid finds two cans of dog food. And he goes to open one. Without a word, his father takes it and throws it away from him. I'm like, really? The world has basically ended as we know it. There are no, like, drive-thrus. And the kid finds dog food, but he's not allowed to eat that?
Wasn't kosher. They were probably Jewish. Yeah.
There you go.
Listen, there's rules. God knows.
I was like,
God knows. God I'm looking knows. Down.
Give me the apple, stupid. Eat a piece of grass.
Yes, the dead.
It'll make you regular.
The dead have risen, but dog food is sending you straight to hell.
Yeah. No, there's rules.
Oh, okay.
Pistols.
So I got a question for you guys. All right. Since this tragedy has hit Nigeria, land that we love, so fruitful of scams, now that there are worse times, are we going to see a rise in scams?
Could be. They're hitting hard times.
They're always hitting hard times.
I don't know, but if the waters,
the phone lines are down.
I was just going to say, if the waters knocked out their technology, as it is, whatever it is, maybe it'll take them a while to bounce back and start scamming again.
Oh, I'd hate to see a downturn.
I know.
They keep us so busy.
Yeah. I think they're doing well.
They're keeping up just fine.
Now, let me ask you guys this, then we'll move on to actual scammer stuff.
Oh, okay.
If you didn't know about this story.
Yeah.
And a Nigerian contacted you with this fucking story. Hey, man, I need some money. I'll give you $1 million, but there's a hippo in my living room. Are you buying it? He call him bullshit right away. Go, wow, they are really losing their fucking edge.
I might give him the fucking money. That's good. You know? Really? If you expect me to swallow that bullshit, you weren't $100 or whatever I'm going to give you.
I want a baggie of whatever you're taking because you think there's a hippo
in your
living room.
I think you got it already.
I know.
She's really fucking stoned.
I know. It's like, it would be so great if I took real drugs. Benadryl is enough for me.
Oh, I took real drugs last week. It didn't do me good.
Yeah, you happened upon them.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no.
What are you, fucking Red Riding Hood in the fucking forest?
Oh, look, I wonder what kind of toadstool this might be.
Asshole's like, ooh, give me that. Yum, 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 yum. Pip's like, oh, I think Joe's in trouble. I'm like, yeah, I got to talk to Ant. I'll be fine.
He was fine.
I was fine. I galloped around in a unicorn for about 20 minutes.
The funniest thing is, Anthony actually had a good talk. You were there. We talked about a lot of interesting things.
We did.
Including business, all sorts of things. At the end of the night, Joe's like, well, it's a good thing I was there to facilitate it.
I bring people together. I bring
it's
people
like really
together
stupid,
in my
you were
own way.
In the corner.
And that's my genius. That is my genius.
It's like he's on drugs right now.
Let me tell you, everybody thinks I'm stupid.
Well, if I start printing your blogs without editing them, they'll know you're stupid.
They'll see I'm a genius.
All right, you know
a
what?
Genius.
Fine. A mad genius.
We're not going to edit it. We're not going to critique.
Critique. All right, get ready. Ready? You're reading the blog now?
Exactly. We're not going to fix
two
these.
Assholes going at each other.
We're not going to.
One can't write. One can't speak.
Which can you do?
I can't write. We just demonstrated you can't speak.
On a consistent basis, talking is a problem too for you, my friend.
But I love about a Joe blog,
Joe will capitalize some random shit. He'll put some punctuation here. He's like, fuck it, let him figure it out.
Here's the deal. What I did was I wrote it on the email. What I should do is I should have wrote it on Word.
Yeah.
Proofed it on Word and then pasted it.
The paperclip would have killed itself if it looked at this shit. The paperclip would have said, fuck it, I'm out of here. We're going to Apple.
He doesn't have a paperclip anymore. It hung itself already.
Once again, I feel like I'm on Comics Unleashed because I'm actually going to do something out of my act. My wife.
We can't stop you.
I know. My wife and I will get in a fight.
Yeah.
And she will bring up stuff that's not even in the fight. It's like, you're an asshole. You're a moron. You're self-centered. You can't spell.
It's like, what?
I really can't. You know?
If spelling was the only issue, I'd be fine. But random question marks in the middle of statements are a little much. He'll say, and comedian, and that'll be capitalized. And then everything else will be like, what the hell is he trying to emphasize? Well, I have to try to, like, I have to put myself in Joe's head by what
don't
is Joe
that,
going
don't do
for.
That. Don't do that.
Next time, I'm just going to pass it on to you. Because last time, halfway through, I just said, fuck it. This time, it was such an abortion that I'm like, I can't put this on my website. Because what Joe had to say was actually very good.
Yeah, it was good.
That's the creative part. You were getting in the
reading an English blog by you is like you reading a fucking Chinese menu. You know there's something there you want, but you just don't know what the fuck it is.
I tell you though, I sometimes think there are things I have not picked up from my parents. Now, my father was a controller of three Fortune 500 companies.
Wow.
Wrote papers on accounting.
You would think he could have sent you to a private school or gotten you a tutor.
He killed himself before that. But anyway, so you thought that... Sorry.
Anyway. Must have read one, must have tried to proofread one of your papers.
Probably.
Oh, God.
Well, if he's going to bring it up...
I know.
Listen,
I know.
He brought it into this realm.
It's like, oh, you open the door, Joe. I can't, I'm not, very, I mean, can't control what happens.
I don't want to do dead Joe father jokes, but he brings it up into this fucking thing. What a terrible thing to do.
I know.
No. So, no, but I, wow. The math, my fault, brilliant at math. I am a moron at math. I am ridiculous.
Don't,
no,
don't limit yourself to math.
Well, hold on. I'm not done yet. Okay?
There's more.
But I used to, when I, he, my father, used to help me with my milk money in school.
Uh-huh.
You know, so like a friend of ours probably does.
It's like Anna's girlfriend.
And he would, look at me like, you cannot be from the.
How old were you?
I was probably 5.
All right, well, that's not unrealistic. No, you
need help.
Oh,
not
my old man,
5.
My father. You.
The fact that you still use fingers and toes to do math is a problem. But when you were 5, it was fine.
But there's no joke there.
But now you sound like Davin with the, they're getting cupcakes and shit all over the place. They're 5.
Yeah, I know.
You were 5.
I wasn't expecting them to do math. I was expecting them to hold a fucking cupcake.
That's tough when you're 5.
Apparently, they're flopping all over the place like fucking little infants. The cupcakes
they're
were
5.
Like they're 6.
6.
My kid can fucking hold the cup. It's a pastry. If it's a Brussels sprout, I get it. It's going to fucking fall on the floor because accidents happen.
Hang on a second. In the building where I work, every time there's Hanukkah, there's a little group of people that bring all these kids in. Then they use one of the rooms and they have a little, you know, party and stuff.
You work with accounting, don't you?
I do.
It's shocking that the Jews would bring the kids to the accounting department.
Let's see where you're going to work when you grow up.
Get to know this lady.
Talking about the law.
Yes. You're going to be her boss one day.
Yes, they will.
Be kind to them.
Soon. I know, I am.
You're 78 years old and need a job.
No, but you know what? At this party, for some reason, traditionally, every year, they give them friggin' jelly donuts.
A jelly donut!
It's a tradition. It is a tradition, right? Do you know there is jelly from top to bottom of that building when they're all the kids?
Yeah, but that's probably KY.
No. There is raspberry jam all over the fucking building when they're done.
It's an excellent lubricant.
Oh, it kills me.
I'm sure it does.
It does. And they never leave any leftovers either, which pisses me off.
There's Pip licking their fingers.
Right. Now,
come here, let me have your hand.
That's my father's side. My mother's side, my mother was one of the top legal secretaries in the country.
Wow.
Brilliant with vocabulary and phrasing things and stuff like that. And you've seen how I write. And I remember she would look at my schoolwork. I'm going to read what this paper says.
Oh, no.
George Washington, he came from a country and led the world, tried to free America, and he did good. And I would start laughing. And she'd stop laughing. It looks like a retard wrote this.
Here's the point I want to bring up. That sentence, way better than anything Joe's ever handed me. There's no fucking random question marks in
because
there.
Because he was doing it verbally.
Exactly. I'm like, Joe has actually regressed.
No, but Joe, the
Joe,
thing
you
is,
need
you're...
to go to my kid's school, not to help the teacher, for the teacher to help you.
I'm not that great. And the funny thing is I do a lot of writing during the day. I write a lot.
It is amazing that he stays employed in this fucking economic
environment. Believe me, I have to do a lot of negotiating and a lot of finagling, and I write some pretty good emails, even though the pronunciation is not that great. I do get my point across, and I do get the job done.
Yeah, so does a fucking caveman. He's got a fucking spear and a club. Caveman, you can't speak English. You're like the fucking caveman of your company.
Whatever gets the job done.
But I've seen you write emails and
say what?
Stuff.
I said fucking Kong.
I've seen you write emails, and I've seen like when we were doing stuff for the show, and you were writing like in your professional
you
manner.
You had to fix it,
but you're not
even at its best.
You didn't have to phrase the basic point. You had to make a couple of commas, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
No. I would have loved that. This blog, like if we put it to ESL students, they would have gone, "Okay."
No,
I told you, there's going to be a new game on our show. It's going to be Correct Joe's Blog. Me and Pip have to see who could correct more shit. If Joe gets it under 10, he wins.
I'm a big fan of the comma, however, so I would probably win.
I'm going to give you the next one. I know you're busy at work, but it'll make you laugh.
I'll do it.
This one you really would have wanted to fucking kill yourself with. You would have wished you were...
But says I don't want to do that every day anyway.
It's a stream of consciousness. Whenever anybody writes...
And then you go back and reread it.
I did. I was busy. I had to go and do some other stuff. Busy man.
Read it again.
You get his first draft.
Wait, do question marks belong in the middle of statements? He had to think about that. Never mind. There's no hope.
Well, maybe he's questioning what he's saying.
Do you know the rules of capitalization?
What are the rules of capitalization?
He likes to do it German style, where it seems to be
German. March the Jews off and hope for the best. There'll be no Jews to connect this.
He's torturing the Jew.
He certainly is. I'd rather be on a train than have to read one more of these blogs.
I mean, they just seem to kind of randomly capitalize things in German.
Look. I think I like the blog I wrote. I think the blog I wrote
The content was good.
Yes. Okay.
I didn't appreciate the shot at me. That was uncalled. But I left that in.
That was a subtle little.
I put that in.
Subtle. That wasn't subtle. It was something. He fucking named me.
Like Davin.
Do you know what subtle means?
I do.
Because I knew that you were going to go, they can't write. He's an asshole. But I'm going, Davin. Fuck. I put that.
Doesn't bother me.
Because I knew you were going to be busting my balls. So I'm thinking, let me throw that in so stupid.
There's a way for me not to bust your balls. Do it properly. There is that opportunity. I'm very pleased when you do things well.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm glad you don't make a habit of it, though.
And the truth comes out. Okay.
People are doing things well. All right. We'll start this. We'll finish it up in the second half. We'll do a little scammer nonsense. It's been a busy week.
Wee!
As always. Now, where I last left off, I'll hit the little fucking music thing. Where I last left off, I was suicidal.
Yes.
And I had a drinking problem. Again.
I know.
I shot my television.
You were a goddamn mess, Elvis.
I shot my television.
Right.
This girl Becky's coming over to help with. Who I'm trying to help with comedy. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do with her yet. And the receptionist at the lawyer who I might hire for my divorce, since the other attorney got rid of me, is really very aggressive with me sexually.
And she really is very fussy about having long and fussy email addresses, apparently.
On Monday, she just reached out to me, which is very sweet. I'm not going to go all over all the nights, but I just want to say this is really, it's heartwarming. You really do get the love. It's very cute the way me and Agnes or Bob, whatever that name is.
She was just feeling low because there was a rhino on her sofa.
Maybe.
She needs some
Like, if this wasn't a relationship built on bullshit, it'd be very sweet.
Yeah.
We actually do have a relationship, just nobody's fucking telling the truth.
I know. Well, I said to Davin before the show started, I've seen marriages that have less basis than with his relationship with this complete stranger.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's a little nicety. She's not feeling well, but she gets to be okay.
Sure. You don't do this.
Dengue fever!
Dengue fever. It is dengue fever.
Yeah, it's part of my body.
Oh, that was very specific. Thank you for that.
I go to get the clothes, don't really know, but I think I have to go to the hospital. No, but half the body. I asked if there's anything I can do to help, because I'm very concerned. Oh, I really help with nothing. She goes, well, I want to have a specialist check me, and it might take some money. But I are going through a lot right now, so I guess I will manage with the little I have. Joe, am I communicating with you on these? The way she writes is oddly familiar.
Hey, have Joe and Agnes ever been in the same room?
Yeah, right.
So I go, well, don't they have government for doctors in Ghana? To pay for the doctors in Ghana? She goes, well, they have, but I want to go to a private hospital. They are more effective and responsible. I don't even have insurance for it.
Uh-huh. Oh, she's like an American.
Now, remember the day before, because she took the kid with malaria to the hospital, and the doctor was like playing all nicey-nice with her, hitting on her. She blew him off.
Okay.
So I go, oh, babe, I don't know what to say. Maybe you should just flirt with that doctor from the hospital. Use your charm and good looks. Women do that all the time. You know, try to sucker a guy into thinking they will get something they will never get, so the woman can get what she wants.
Oh! I don't know what you could be talking about.
I hate to see you do this, but it is a desperate situation. Once again, I'm laying it out there for her.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, that's a nice desperate idea.
That's a nice, desperate idea.
But the doctor works in a government hospital. There are too many people there. It's too hectic. I guess I have to get a loan to get a loan and pay for it later. I go, well, later you will definitely have the money. We're going to finish your script and send it to the company. I'm going to get you set up with them. That I promise. Then with a little pressure from my finger, because remember, I'm suicidal, the pressure of the world will be gone.
Oh.
I'm determined to get you set up so you never have to worry about this stuff again.
I think that pressure of your finger thing is a little too subtle for her.
I think so, too. Because she goes, thanks, babe. Can I write for them on Facebook? Will they accept it? Yeah, could you post porn to my wall, stupid?
Oh, by the way, Roy Black on crack says we're getting no sound on Levy Land.
Motherfucker!
I know.
All right.
God. No, wait. What time? It's an hour.
Because hold on.
Before the show started, Davin asked me, how long before we start getting IMs and things in the chat saying that they can't hear us?
All right. Why? So, well, hold on. Let me try this. Why did it go to mute? Let's see. No, I don't want to mute. Oh, God damn it.
Well, you're saying hold on. I think that we can chat while you do that.
Hold on. Let's try this.
And with that, Roy Black on crack left the room.
All right, well, if you're there, wow, no wonder we lost all these fucking viewers because people couldn't hear.
Oh, damn it.
Well, I put it up now. I'm going to text Dave Harris to, because he runs Levy Land.
Oh, okay.
Roy Black on crack.
What?
That's the guy's name. Roy Black on crack.
That's his name.
Roy Black on crack is back. He joined the room.
Oh, he did. Thanks for the
Roy,
heads
can
up.
You hear us?
Roy.
Type it to him, Joe.
Oh, there is sound now.
Oh, there is sound. Thank you.
Motherfucker. That's why we lose. We have all these people and then we lose
and
them.
And then we lose them.
Amazingly enough, just looking at me, not enough for the people.
No, oh, I'm shocked. I am shocked. It's enough for Agnes.
It certainly is. All right.
Actually, she loves your charm.
All right. So I go, I'm transcribing it. We're talking about scammers now. I got a reboot for the people on Lindsay
Lane. Oh, right, right.
So we're talking about scammers. The woman who's scamming me, who I'm really scamming, her name is Agnes. Check the old fucking shows.
I thought for a second that you were trying to say that Agnes and you were talking about scammers. I'm like, what?
Give it time.
Okay.
So I go, I'm transcribing everything you write. I'll put it in the format for the script. She goes, okay, so she'll write through me. I go, yeah, I'm basically your secretary. They won't know this. Once we gather, I can teach you how to write in the proper porn format.
What is the proper porn format?
Oh, we'll have Joe write it. I'm sure he knows how.
Ooh, language they can understand.
Huh? And then they fucked. F-O-O-C?
Yeah.
That
really?
That
you should try reading your stuff twice. Oh, she's okay, babe. Thanks. No problem. I go, you're the important thing. She goes, that's cute. She goes, why is that cute? She goes, because she knows I'm so responsible. She goes, I don't know about that, babe. The police might beg to differ. Why? What's wrong? She says. It's fine. I just got in a bit of trouble on Sunday night. Remember, I was drinking after we spoke. I'm telling you guys.
Oh,
after
Yeah.
Nothing for you to concern yourself about, but I still want to know what's wrong, babe. I'm fine. Don't worry. Okay, if you say so, but take care of yourself, she says. I go, the body is only a temporary vessel. I am just using it up as all. Nothing for you to concern yourself with.
Just the creepiest fucking talk ever. I would be berserk if I cared about somebody or was pretending to care about somebody and was waiting for him to like come through with some money. And he was talking like this, like he has an expiration date that he knows about and I don't. I would be flipping out.
She goes, okay, but is it connected to the revolver and shooting your TV?
Oh.
That's what she wrote.
Wow, okay.
I go, no, this had nothing to do with that. I was just irresponsible, battling some old demons. I have it under control. It isn't a problem. Fortunately, I didn't hurt anybody, and that's the important thing.
I was busy trying to make some fried peanut butter sandwiches, and I put my kitchen on
fire. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and arrest some people.
I go, besides, I got off with a warning, fortunately. I am recognizable.
Oh.
She goes, hey, the fame is helping you. Happy for you.
The fame is helping you.
You should have seen, if you're not on stick camp, you should have seen Davin eye roll on his own, like, pretending, oh, yes, I'm a big famous guy.
I certainly am.
Oh,
I have a website.
Great.
Yeah.
I feel kind of fine talking to you. I go, my fine is helping your aches and pains? She goes, no, I mean, your fame is helping you when you get into trouble, and I am feeling fine when talking to you. I go, I'm glad you are feeling better. If my ability pays off for you and Michael, that's her son, then I can rest.
Mm.
I am looking forward to it. My mind is so weary. Should I go with beer, wine, or vodka tonight?
Oh, boy.
Oh, babe, everything will be all right. Fruit wine will be cool.
No way!
Feed the alcoholic.
God, you're an alcoholic. And she's just like, no, I'll enable him just a little.
Okay, I go, okay, wine it is.
Fruit wine.
It's nice to have it in the house again. It's been so long.
because I'm a fucking alcoholic.
Yes, oh, everything God. Will be fine. Now that my kid does not want to see me, the best thing I can do is leave her money. I will leave her money and take care of you. Then I will be free.
Oh, man. And she just glosses over all the shit. This is hilarious.
She goes, why doesn't your kid want to see you?
Oh, she cares.
My wife is just feeding her head with terrible things about me. Just another thing to deal with. It's been quite a few months. But as long as you are taken care of, it is all worth it. Thanks, babe. Have you tried talking? Talking to who? Stupid. Your kid, I mean. See, this is what I mean. It's like
she actually is talking to you like a person, like trying to like draw you out, like a girlfriend really would. This is creepy.
Yeah, I can't get near her, and she won't get on the phone to talk to me. I could go to court and have them make her. We used to be so close, but my wife is telling her I cheated on her with a quote unquote an African whore. My wife says terrible things.
She does.
She's like dice.
Oh, this is great. It's like having a little ventriloquist dummy that says all the bad stuff. Get Joe, let him shove his arm up your ass.
Joe's not gay.
And make you talk. Oh, that's right.
He just goes antiquing.
Oh, that's right. We covered that. Joe doesn't go for the fisting. Okay, never mind.
And that we have destroyed my daughter's life. Now she's acting out in school and getting into trouble. Oh, sorry about that. Anything I can do to help? Not really. I guess just love me as long as I am here.
Stop being a hua.
She goes, that's not a problem. It's so easy for me to love you. She's good. I got management.
Wow. You do have management this time.
I go, thanks, babe. I'm just so lonely. Right now, it's me, a computer, and wine. I never thought it was going to turn out this way for me. My life is completely different than I envisioned it. Aw, babe, I'm with you every day in spirit, even if we can't see each other. But the love we share is much stronger than anything else.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the whole line about it. It's turning out differently than I envisioned it, than I sort of outlined in my notebook when I was thinking about ways to fuck you over.
Here's the fucking funny thing. I never know where I'm going with this shit until it happens.
I know.
Sometimes I have an idea, let me take it there, but then it goes completely different.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Joe has things to talk about.
Yes.
Oh, good.
I go, I know, well, oh, see, we got about 8 more minutes of this, then we'll do breaks and continue with this. Okay.
Yeah.
I go, I know, babe, and I love you for it. She goes, I love you more, babe. So what have you been up to? Didn't see you yesterday when I sent you the message. That was Monday, remember I told you that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to have an insurance and just to look at my car, and then I went to the lawyer.
Mm.
Oh, how did it go with the lawyer? My divorce attorney. It went okay. The receptionist was in rare form. I got her email address. Do you want it? Yeah, if that would make her back off, I am ready for it. Should I be aggressive or gentle? I go, I don't know, babe. I don't usually try to chase women away. Let me find it. This is all, by the way, while you're sitting right across from me.
Oh, yeah.
This was like on Tuesday before we went on the air.
Yeah.
I go, her name is Rose. I'm looking in my pants because that's where I put it. It's in my pants.
I'm looking in my pants. It's Rosie.
This is the most awful email address ever that Pip Helix came up with as Rosa. Terrible joke.
I like
it. You wouldn't be able to spell it on 3 tries.
If you were Spanish, you'd get it right away.
Diablo Cayenta y Picante at Hotmail. Really?
At Hotmail? God, something is hot.
Are you fucking shitting me? I don't even like typing it myself.
It's Hot and Spicy Devil.
Yeah.
In Spanish.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes, yes, you do.
Well, it didn't. Somebody else was already Hot Devil. So I had to add something.
Yeah, hit the fucking Spanish dictionary.
Oh, yes, thank you, Joe. The Spanish fucking dictionary. Thank you.
If we have any Latino listeners, you know what I just said, and it's
good.
We're
the Romney,
right?
Of talk shows.
Boy, that must take a lot for you to say.
Well, that means no Latinos are fucking listening.
Okay.
That's what that means,
just
Joe.
That word Romney. You don't like Romney.
That was fine when you brought him up last week and I bitch slapped you with it. He's like a cartoon. He certainly is.
It's the American dad.
Whatever. I go, thanks, babe. Anything for my Prince Charming.
Oh, my God. Laying it on thick tonight.
She's going to get a real scolding from me, Agnes says.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know you had it in you. Well, I have to protect what's mine.
Well, I haven't had it in me yet.
I've been doing this shit for 4.5 months. I'm not going to let this fucking Latino skank take you away. No fucking pesos for that bitch.
And Rose is trying.
Thank you, my dun. You're welcome, honey. I go, you are the only one who really gets me. She goes, I guess that's why we are soulmates. And she spelled Joe the way, soul the way Joe would.
S-O-O-L-E.
Yes, Joe.
Well, of course you spell like that. Your name is Foot. Thank you.
I go, she's so wise. Thanks, babe. Love you. Love you more. Yada, yada, yada.
Pew. You.
Yeah. Pew, pew.
She goes,
pew,
I go, pew, she goes, how was she when you went there yesterday? Was she flirting with you?
Yes.
And I ask her how she's feeling. Well, feeling slight pains in my head and body, but I guess it is worth it, yes. Not feeling too good, but it's worth it since I am with you. I go, yes, babe, I was waiting. Hold on, somebody's at my door. I think we wanted to get some shit done. Yeah, yeah, we wanted to get shit done. We wanted to start the show. I go, it is Becky. She wants to thank me and needs help. I better go. And yes, Rosa was very aggressive. She's not the lady you are. She is more of the one-night stand type.
Hold on a second.
She goes, are you going now? Yeah, are you mad? No, but take care, babe. Remember, I love you always. Now, here's something new I've introduced. I am now saying goodbye to her.
Yeah.
I am now getting off the fucking chat with her, usually for Becky. Haven't done it, but, you know, Becky, I don't know what I'm going to do with Becky. But Becky,
I think Becky knows what you're going to do.
I'd fuck her. It's what I'd do with Becky. I'd kick Becky by the ass. Fuck her. That's what I'd do. I could do that with Becky. Kick her. Fuck her. Down her asshole.
Joe, did anything happen on before Friday with Mavis?
No, it did not. You got more?
I do.
You're going to bring Becky in it?
No, it's Friday. It's Friday now.
You have to do it in the language of the porn. Oh, okay. We turn around and fuck.
Yeah, screw it.
I don't even know what the hell he's doing.
I don't know, but I like it.
Sounds like his wife.
I don't know what he's doing, but I like it.
Yeah, I'm arousing the pride. I like that. Go on with your story. I'm all ears.
What are you, like a fucking pirate who takes anal?
I got a fisher, too. You need a cream running my asshole.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry about that.
That's my nightmare with Captain Hook.
Asshole and stuff like that. That's probably what happened with that fish. The hook in the asshole. The fish ain't carving open like a chicken.
I'm nauseated.
Sorry. Go on. Go on. Tell you.
Then he's going to bitch. He's got no voice tomorrow.
I know. Yeah, he will. Second half will be worse, Joe.
Yeah. Hey.
Second half of the show's looking good. You're going to want to stick around.
Stupid can't
definitely
talk.
Stay through the
either
break.
The microphone shuts itself off or his voice
Stupid couldn't out. Talk last week. Cause he
we tried to find all kinds of ways to shut Joe up.
Fucking bullets in the head.
No,
let
Joe.
Me get that revolver. Joe, stand in front of the TV.
Actually, I'm wrong. Joe tries to find his own ways to shut himself up. He turns off his mic. He talks until he's
Kong
hoarse.
Kong not work well with small things.
Yeah, technology bad. Kong have time. Use technology.
Yeah, get her, you fucking monkey. You can use technology, you fucking Kong. Yeah, get him, fuck you.
Sorry. Look at your eyebrows go up. I just watched your eyebrows go up and down in a fucking street. Not live on the channel. Roop, roop.
Look at that shit. I like that. That looks good. You're a handsome kid with the gay hairstyle. It looks good. Looks
gay
good.
Hairstyle?
Gay hairstyle. Looks like you got it.
I'm not the one who went antiquing.
Mind shaft. There you got it.
The mind shaft.
That's a gay bar.
It's a gay joint down on 2nd.
Of course he knows.
Yeah, I used to drive a cab. I used to go by there. The mind shaft.
You're a fag hag.
That's true.
Yeah, it was the gay joint on 2nd. He used to pick up the fag.
Yeah.
Down to Greenwich Village there. Drop him off there.
Are you done?
Yes, I am.
Can we move on?
Yes.
I'm sorry. That gets so
oh, my God. We just watched Joe have a break.
Not the first time.
Nah. No.
In the past, he's well, plucked like a chicken.
It won't be the last. Yes. Apparently, I really enjoy watching people go mental.
It's like looking in the mirror.
It is kind of. Mm. At least I have company now.
You look at her, me, and the clock. Like, Jesus Christ. All right.
Christ,
anyway.
How long do I have to do this with these two assholes?
Anyway.
Sponsorship's almost up. Not too much longer.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, wow.
Fucking anal fishers and bad voices. That's going to be the new show. I'll be out.
Anal fishers and bad
fucking
voices.
Fucking fourth mic on Opie and Anthony. You fuckers will be in Joe's basement doing this. Could happen.
Could happen.
Anyway. All right. We'll start Friday. I ask her how she's feeling. She's not too good, but we'll be better. I ask her if she go to the doctor. Well, she said, I've been stressed out and that I need lots of rest. I might have a breakdown. I go, then you should take it easy. Your health is most important. She got the money from a friend of hers.
She's planning on having a breakdown?
No, she might have a breakdown. She's talking in Ghana with the fucking same voice.
You got a hippo come crashing through a living room.
That'll make you nervous, too. I go, I'm glad that makes me feel better. Which friend? She lives near my apartment. She is Belinda. She is Ghanaian.
Okay.
Ghanaian?
Not Ghanu. Ghanaian.
Ghanaian.
I am glad she could help you. When I can, I will repay her. It is just a matter of time. Thanks, babe. Appreciate it. How have you been? Was worried about you.
You read my block on Saturday preparatory.
It's ruined him.
I go doing the best I can. I don't think I can continue with this attorney.
Oh, shit.
He goes, why is it receptionist again? I go, yes, she grabbed my package.
Oh, snap.
I mean, it is nice to have the attention and all, but I'm trying to be faithful to you. Did you write her? Well, no, was really weak and could not come out, but I will write to her tomorrow. I have created a new Hotmail account with the name Agnes Davin. Do you think I should send her the message with that account? Then we're going over which fucking email account. I learned she had another email account that she uses.
Oh.
The many email accounts of Agnes.
You know, like 9 email accounts for your antics.
I know.
I want to see if she remembers the one she gave me, and she fucking did.
Wow.
So I was pressed. I go, well, send her an email from whichever one you think is best. If this goes on with her any longer, I'm either going to need a new attorney or she's going to put me inside her.
Whoa!
She's very aggressive, this Rosa.
Really?
Yeah, that takes some doing.
See, them Latins, they're hot there.
They certainly are. I gotta make her jealous. She goes, well, if it goes bad, then you will need a new attorney, but I will tell her my peace of mind. I know the woman in me is going to do the job. I hope she backs off and leaves us alone.
Wow.
Okay, babe, I trust you and you believe you are the solution to this problem. Yeah, babe, this is a woman-to-woman affair, and I'm going to nail her. Trust me. I wonder if this is a man-to-woman affair.
Hold on a second. Slow that down. It's a woman-to-woman affair, and I'm going to nail her.
Yeah, but I don't know if she likes Bessians.
Yeah, she doesn't like Bessians. That's her little code word for lesbians, for those you need to catch up.
I go, I love having a woman like you in my life. She goes, I love having a man like you also in my life. You make me complete. I go, I'm so blessed, because she's a religious broad.
Yeah.
I go, do you think I can call next week? Yes. I asked my friend, and she said she would give me her phone, spelled like Joe would do it.
So we how is it spelled?
I think you know.
F-O-N-E.
You got it.
I'm hooked on phonics.
Maybe that's why fucking Mavis said enough.
Yo, man.
It's not the ting-wing wah, it's the English that he butchers.
It was the ching-tong-wing-dong-dime, but I actually was speaking English.
Yes.
She asks how I've been worried sick about you. I go, don't worry about me. She goes, why, babe? It's because I love you. It comes so naturally. I go, I know, I appreciate that, but the truth is I just don't want ever to be the cause of any pain for you. So she asks me how I'm doing. I go, my agent keeps pushing the Santa Claus jobs on me.
I like how you guys get your little zings at each other.
I go, I find it humiliating.
Of course.
For those who don't know, Joe does Santa
Claus.
Well,
fuck you all. I find it profitable.
There you go.
She goes, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. Just tell him you're not interested. My fake girlfriend is giving me better advice than Joe's real wife. Joe's real wife is you get your ass out there. Yeah. This bed isn't going to fill up with groceries on its own.
You slap on that black velvet and you pedal that ass. Yep. I mean red.
I go, he was submitting
black
me.
Black velvet?
I don't know. Red velvet.
I go, he was submitting me for network TV only last month. And now he's offering me this stuff. I just don't understand. He goes, why didn't he give you the network TV? That one is better. I go, he was. I was told it was between me and two other people. Now I've heard nothing.
This guy's name isn't Roger, is it?
It is. have you asked about it? He just gives me vague non-answers. Roger. I
have to call him at 1 in the morning. Roger.
That'd be a nice little ad. I go, I think my future lies in porn. It seems like the only people that believe in me these days are you and Becky. All right, let's take a break. Let's do our plugs.
Yes.
And we'll continue with this. But my future is now lying in porn. I have set that up. So
as is true for so many of us.
Not me, if you've seen me.
I didn't mean being in it.
Guys, and we're just going to take like a break at 8 o'clock for 10 minutes. Going to play some tunes, and then we're going to be back on Clutch and Wiggle and Levy Land. Wicked is signing off. They're going to have personal tarot with Matt. But if you guys are listening on podcast, we're not going anywhere. But anyway, we'd like to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself or for a party. Whenever you want to learn, if you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, school's in session, so take them to their after-school programs that Success Martial Arts has. Great place to leave the kids, nice safe environment. Learn more, call 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com.
They'll show you how to kick the crap out of a piñata.
Also, Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, who catered the affair. Pizza was off the hook. They made a great salad, too. Mm. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza and Italian food in the lower Hudson Valley. All of their food is made with the freshest ingredients by hand. Luca Trattoria is the place to go, whether you want a slice or have them cater your next special event. Give them a call at 845-986-2002 or find out about their weekly gourmet specials on their website at lucapizzawarwick.com. Make sure you mention Davinson for a free fountain soda. Again, lucapizzawarwick.com. Also, we'd like to thank James Thomas Web Design. Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have it covered. If
you
want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, James Thomas Web Design is the company
James
for you.
James Thomas.
Check them out at jamesthomaswebdesign.com.
You go there.
Tell them Davinson sent you for a special discount. Also, Size Putting Productions, for comedians, for DJs, for murder mysteries, for Santa Claus. Size Putting Productions, we promise we won't send Joe Curry. We'll send you somebody good. Check them out at sizeputtingproductions.com.
Not Saturday.
Or call them at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, quickly, some affiliates.
Lives on Tuesdays, you can hear us on Levy Land, Clutch and Wiggle, and Wicked, WKAD Radio. You can hear rebroadcasts. Well, actually, we don't know exactly when all the rebroadcasts are, so you have to check out our website.
Yes.
They're moving. Like my bell.
So anyway, but you can get downloads of the show on Stitcher.com, iTunes, on check the website
Kong.
I heard myself several different times saying check the website www.davincomedy.com. You can also watch our rebroadcast of our show when we're on the show at the From the Compound with Anthony. That's ustreamtv.com/channel/live from the compound. You can get downloads on Wicked, More Like Radio, and they have the Android app. Joe?
The Hooter and Greenway Show. The Hooter and Greenway Show started 16 years ago when two teenage boys met in high school. Join them every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on morelikeradio.com as they bring you the worst in society and the best in entertainment.
I can only do that once. The Mick Thomas Show. Join my pals Mick Thomas and
Mick Thomas
and Tommy Dunsey for a great time. You can catch them on soundcloud.com/MickThomasShow-1. The Carrie Edelman Show. The Carrie Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers, and the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Tuesday evenings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or to listen live or check out past shows, go to blog.radio.com/Carrie Edelman. The Some Guy Show. Join Jay Such and Jay Kearney for The Some Guy Show as they talk at pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out at hotlatalk.com. The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show. Listen to The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show at rainmanguyblow.com. The Crystal Palace of Comedy with news, interviews, original content. Tune in live every Thursday at 9 p.m. and subscribe to the podcast once again at www.rainmanguyblow.com.
And Watson and Watson.
Watson
on Stickam.
Watson and Watson.
Wednesdays at 8. Johnny fights with his mom and Chip Ambrosia watches in disbelief.
That was my Dabbin voice. Thank you.
Pip, anything?
That was good.
Pip, yes. Anything for Helix?
Yes,
Helix?
Actually, Mr. Helix.
Mr.
Helix will be performing with the Ramones, which is the world's greatest Ramones tribute band.
They most certainly are.
They are going to be on Saturday. They will be in New London, Connecticut at 33 Golden Street. For tickets, information, directions, call 860-443-1193. Again, that's the Ramones at 33 Golden Street in New London, Connecticut.
Joe. Besides the thing you're doing with me, which I'll fucking handle.
Thank you, because I forgot where it was.
Exactly.
I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Friday, 8 o'clock show. McGuire's in Bohemia, New York. So come on down, hang out, and let's party.
All right. This Thursday, October 27th, Side Splitting Productions presents wrong fucking date. Thursday, October
27th. You're doing a great job, dude. Sorry.
Thursday, October 26th. I just have to look at him now. Like a fucking beaten dog. Go to your corner, lick your balls, stupid.
Sounds like fun.
Daddy doesn't want to play with you right now.
I'll lick him right after.
Sounds like the balls went too far.
I know.
Hurts my voice.
Thursday, October 25th. Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York. Starring from HBO. Buddy Flip. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. 845-561-9444. This Saturday, October 27th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy in Hackettstown, New Jersey for the Hackettstown Knights of Columbus.
Yes.
Located at 142 Liberty Street.
We'll be there.
Both Stupid and myself will be there. Joe,
yes!
Joe will do his whole act in that stupid voice.
That damn right I'll do. Dogs are funny. Do you know why I pulled you over?
Sorry. Joe, hit the music. If you're listening on Wicked, stay tuned for Matt Personal Tarot. If you're listening on Levy Land or Clutch and Wiggle, stay where you are.
Don't go away.
Spots. Don't give a damn if the blinds be hot. We pull up a cot, stay a while with Popo circle jerking. Closing in fast, but damn that long as my legs is working. You ain't catching me without a fight up a chase down. Come on, talk about turn around and face down on the ground. Residential districts filled with ghetto misfits. A heated habitat, in fact, we catching blisters. Environmental meltdown, ooh, these creatures sizzling. Got ghettos fried like grain on hydroglycerin. Constant friction, incredible heat. Triple inflicted systems make it hard to sleep without a weapon hard to creep. That's why I smoke so much and try not to let it bother me. Intoxicated, constantly pondering on robbery with one life. You only got one life to live in this world of hard knocks. With just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a feeling. You only got one life to live in this world of hard knocks. With just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a feeling. Have you ever seen a man shed bloody tears with no fear in his heart, no Kool-Aid here? Strictly crimson fluids, used to make it power movements. Had to get this cheddar, making worse ways better. In these street shores, the heart beating, stomping concrete without large feet. Holding weight, packing large heat. Deadly realm, let the gods speak. Weaken my speech, not hardly. Reaching my peak, discreetly sneaking on those who sleep. Creeps underestimating skills out there. Blood is spilled, smelling death up in the air. In the streets in Park Hill, what you expecting? Bodies collect up in the project. Fighting's extinct, nobody flexing the bicep. Nothing from nothing leads to cussing and fussing. Self-destructive mental. I'ma discipline my child. Regardless of how I came up in this cold world quick. See, we all tend to slip, but some just end up in deep shit. It's just one life. You only got one life to live in this world of hard knocks. With just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a villain. You only got one life to live in this world of hard knocks. With just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a villain. You only got one life to live in this world of hard knocks. With just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. drug dealing, stealing. Yeah, the nigga living's a pimp. Only got one life. You only got one life to live. In this world of hard knocks, but just one soul to give. What the deal is? Ain't no new condition, make a feeling. Drug dealing, stealing. Yeah, the nigga living's a pimp.
Love me. It is time for a pork duel! That is right, pork duel of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back, take off your shoes. Phew, phew. Okay, okay, put shoes back on, they stink. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh yes, stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back. You are listening to the second half of Davin's Den. I am Davin Rosemont. I'm joined, as always, by Joe Curry and Pip Helix.
Hello.
Hello.
When we left off, we were in the middle of our scammers thing. I was talking to Agnes last Friday. We were going on with that Odyssey, and I had told her my future was in porn. Which might be the truth.
Bad haircut?
What's wrong with the haircut?
The haircut's good.
It's a good haircut.
Okay. Sure.
I really don't care if a 50-year-old man doesn't approve stupid, especially one who hasn't needed a fucking haircut in 20 years. Asshole. So oh, wow. My hair is fine.
Oh, okay. Please, let's not say asshole. Oh.
Fisher.
Yeah. Okay. We're moving on to important things.
Yes. Fisher, I hardly know her.
We'd like to thank Benadryl for
Listen, if we could get Benadryl as a sponsor, we would. We'd have this brought up on it every damn week.
Hi, Pip. How are you? I see God. Thank you. That's Benadryl, ladies and
gentlemen.
That
slur, we're sponsored by Benadryl.
Yeah, pretty much.
When you want to talk like you've had a stroke, overdose on Benadryl.
Benadryl.
And then drive on the New York Thruway in the rain to get here. Whee!
DOC proxying for me, 12%. You know the drug ass?
Yeah.
It is.
There could be some unfortunate side effects.
Yeah.
Like anal fissures.
Yes. Fissures.
And the need to do radio shows.
So I tell her the only people that believe in me these days are, of course, my lovely Agnes and Becky.
And porn stars.
Porn stars.
They like the words I write. She goes, always here for you and will help you with anything you want to do, babe. I go, thank you. I'm just lonely. My family has turned their back on me.
Oh, hers?
No,
oh,
I'm,
you.
I'm
oh, okay. Sorry, I got confused.
Anyway, we're all lonely. She goes, sorry about that, babe. I'll be here for you to console you and to keep you company in your difficult times till the check clears.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm kind of annoyed at this point that the bitch won't cyber with you.
What do you mean cyber?
Cyber sex.
Oh, how do you think I feel?
I know.
Four and a half months and nothing.
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 You're writing porn.
Yeah.
It's sort of like cyber
sex.
But
it's not about yourselves.
And God knows I've pushed.
Yes, you have.
I've certainly pushed.
In a sheet with a white room on a bed.
What am I, a sitter
laying there in a white room? from the last scene that she wrote last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the white room. Let the white come inside.
In a white room with a stiff cock. Where are you now?
I go, well, it seems, I go.
With a black light, lots of semen.
On the pillow.
All right. Disgusting.
Thank you.
So she asked me how comedy's doing.
Uh-huh.
Because remember, I got banned from that club in New York City.
Oh, right.
Because I attacked a heckler.
Yeah.
My name is Rich Voss, and I approve of this bit. I go, well, it seems it has spread in New York City about my little incident from last week, so I won't be there anytime soon. Basically, I'm doing for Becky in comedy what I'm doing for you in adult writing. Just trying to spend as much time as possible nurturing the talent of young women that have a gift.
Oh, yeah.
You and her might be my legacy.
Yes, the gift. It's called vagina.
Yeah, fucking gift comes with side effects, too.
It does.
Nagging. Irritable broads. Irritable broad syndrome.
Yeah, you beat me. I was just
The constant need
Do
for trash.
Do you have a bitch that you want to scratch like an itch?
Irritable broad symptoms.
Yes. The constant need for trash to be taken out.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, babe.
Ooh, she goes, newspaper day tomorrow. Shit. All right.
She goes, okay, babe. I hope I'm as good as you say. Thanks for trusting me. And is Becky doing good? I go, I keep telling the company that I have discovered a special talent. This is about her.
Right.
They are very excited. Becky's doing great. She reminds me in a lot of ways of you.
Uh-oh.
Because, again, I don't know what I'm doing with this shit.
Right.
That's nice to know. She goes, well, I have a joke for you, and I hope it's good enough to send you back to the comedy club.
All of a sudden,
this is like every fucking set where somebody, hey, I got a joke you can use in your
God.
Act.
Oh, God. Now she's doing it, too.
It's one thing if you want to lie to me and try to snooker me out of money, but don't tell me jokes. I mean, there's a line.
hate that.
There's only so much I can stand.
I'm just surprised you don't go, all right, look, this is the deal. Yeah. You spill your guts. Look, we do a radio show which is full of shit in it.
I know.
Instead, I said, okay, I'm all ears.
Of course you did.
She's got the punani.
Yes.
Johnny sends his cat to school, and teacher asks, Johnny, why is your cat in school today? Johnny answers, I heard my father saying, I will kill that pussy if the children go to school today. Not a bad joke.
Not a bad joke.
I do not think it's good, but I might be able to use her in Schenectady.
That was Steve Bix.
Nice.
I go, LOL, 2-0 funny. Such a sweet girl with such a naughty joke.
Yeah.
It really was for such a sweet gal. Hey, glad I can make you happy. Is it good? Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I think behind your innocent appearance is a very freaky woman. I've gone down this path with her before, but this might be new blood. So
this sounds like wishful thinking.
It certainly does. Hey, one day you can tell to your audience. I hope that day has you sitting in the front row. Huh? She goes, aw, that's nice. It would be nice to have you tell jokes with me sitting in the front row.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to be there at that gig.
Me too. Yeah. I go, I think so too. I wish you could have come to see me when I was in Ghana. You would have had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's rather unfortunate. But still, there's more time we could catch some fun.
It's rather unfortunate that I had planned to roll you in the gutter and steal your money. And probably shank you. But, you know, since you already came and went with your comedy tour in Africa and you didn't bother to see me. Jeez.
So she asked if I've been working on any script. No, babe. I only write porn with you now.
Ooh, partners.
I do want to finish the script so we can get you some money.
Yeah.
Ah, the way through money.
She goes, okay, money. So which one can we work on so we complete on time? I go, well, we have started the bakery and my sister's lover. Which would you prefer? Well, it'd be faster with my sister's lover. It certainly would.
I like the bakery. Who was the bakery guy in there?
The bakery was the one when like everything was like hot baby and fuck you like a pie and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was the bakery guy in there? I forgot the guy's name.
And there was cream and there was all kinds of stuff going on.
Carol Dixon?
Yeah,
Nixon!
That's the dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Do the bakery one, please.
He's back.
That mint.
She goes, I want us to finish the scene and add a couple scenes so we can end it all so much easier. What do you think? We're doing My Sister's Lover. Okay. As you wish. I go,
sorry.
I think we finished the frustrated with the wife. Betty, was it? Masturbation scene. Yes, after she sees her sister fucking her boyfriend, right? And then she masturbates. That's my gal. Like an angel.
What a sweet little thing.
I go, I don't think that is what we had. Do you wish to change it? She goes, no, tell me what we had. What, you didn't get the fucking notes?
Yeah.
I go, Betty wanted to have sex with her husband. He refuses, so she masturbated. So she goes, so the next day she goes to her sister's room to find out how they are doing. But she finds her sister fucking her boyfriend. She watches from start to finish. And after that, she tells her sister the problem she is having. And her sister feels bad and offers to fuck her. And she accepts. So
what?
They fuck.
So that's incest. What?
Well, I put the idea in her head. Remember, I told her it was big in Japan?
You're a fucking creep.
God!
Incest? Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
In porn land?
It is?
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. I'm sorry. I'm having a real-life judgment-y moment here. Oh!
Yeah, about something that's absolutely fictitious.
I know, but no, but I mean, in real life.
She's invested.
I am. In real life, it's big in... Are you making that up?
No, there's movies like that out there, like Twins and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
Fucking hottest shit ever.
I know, but they don't do each other.
Sure they do.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that nasty?
You want me to send you some links?
That's what I'm...
I shook my head in disgust.
Yeah, that's
allegedly,
what
happened. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what happened. Oh, my God. That's why I was reacting. Ugh. Joe and I just had two completely different reactions. I went, ah, and he went, hmm.
Go to your favorite internet porn site and search by name. Lesbian incest twins.
Yay. Oh, there's so many on my favorites list.
Yeah, you got something to do on your lunch.
I almost spit out my Coke all over the table.
I'm sure they show
that. Oh, that happened to me a lot during the 80s.
I go, okay, so they all live together to start. The sister and the unhappy couple. I know Betty's the first woman. Can you give me all the characters' names again? Her husband is Dixon.
Ah, my man!
What is the sister?
Is Dixon a black guy?
With that name,
guy.
Yeah.
Make him a black guy.
I go, okay, what is the sister
guy.
Of Betty's name? Sabrina, which is different. She's fucking changing.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the dialogue you want. And her boyfriend is Randy. He certainly is.
He certainly is.
Can I interrupt? I could just picture that dude typing all
this. Dude. Good,
well, yeah.
No, Joe.
All the I could just tip all the scammers, right? Around,
I'm
like,
sorry, Reese,
around
but I think
the
it's
laptop,
a dude.
Helping write the poll. All right, make him do this. Make him do this. Make
yeah.
It's a team effort.
It is.
You know that they're all on stone. The five of them are having in that fucking
wait. Okay, now say they fuck.
let them buck.
Yeah.
Buck.
You just see the subtitle, fuck.
I'll tell you what, the one where they can always spell right is fuck.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's universal.
Even Joe gets that one right 50% of the time.
That's where there are so many Africans.
I go, okay, well, I guess first give me the sex scene between Randy and Sabrina. She goes, okay. They start kissing.
But she jumps right into it.
She certainly does.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, they start kissing, and they remove their clothes. Randy puts his fingers in Sabrina's pussy. And she is turned on. Sabrina stands facing the wall, and she's fucked from the back.
She's
After that, she lies on the bed, legs open, and then Randy fucks her. After that, they do the doggy.
That poor dog! Wait a minute!
I'm hoping she made the position.
Get the dog out of the room!
Let the dog out!
Please let the dog out!
So I write all this down.
Yes.
I go, okay. Is there any anal in this scene?
You are such a pain in the ass with everything.
Well,
no
it's anal, Joe.
Every time you said some...
Ow.
Joe, because I know what makes fucking good for the radio.
I know.
If I just go, okay, that sounds good, and let her fucking do whatever she wants, it's a fucking Cinemax movie and nobody
but
gives
a shit.
But
you all got us working. We hand stuff in.
And you know what? And you know what? Agnes is the only one who doesn't disappoint. You need to be more like
I can
Agnes.
Write about a white room.
So, Joe, give it up.
Can you imagine if I tried to read Joe's porn script? My head would explode just by the spelling mistake.
That's not what's going to explode.
Took out his proc and then and souked on his proc.
So I go, is there any anal in this scene? She goes, do you think it would make it more appealing? I go, it's up to you.
Depends on who's talking.
Well, an advice from the expert will be cool. What does the public like?
They like it in the ass. Get a writing.
I go. Remember, I'm Yoda to porn.
Yeah, I know you are.
I go, babe, you have to write from your heart.
Write from your heart.
If you love it, the audience will love it.
Okay. Hey.
Is it appealing to you?
Uh-oh.
Okay, then let's add one anal to the scenes and make it diverse.
What a gal. What a gal.
She's willing to take
what
one for the team.
Team, right.
She certainly
what a gal.
Is.
She's willing to take a lot for the team,
yeah,
I think.
Really.
I go, okay, sounds good. Do you want it in this scene? She's like, yes.
Yes, I want it.
I go, okie dokie. I think we need more foreplay before we start the sex. Now I'm abroad.
I know. Do you want to
you want
have
flowers
dinner?
In a room? Honey bunch?
Remember, I write classy points. Mm. I go, okay, they start kissing. Then Sabrina holds her guy's cock and removes it. Ouch.
See Lorena Bobbitt?
Ow! That
the dog's like, is that going in me?
That hurt my dick.
The dog runs out with it like a bone. chase the dog around the yard with my cock. Here, boy.
Well, it is a bone.
Gipe.
How come you got bite marks on your shafts? I'm asking questions.
Detachable penis.
This cock and removes it.
I thought you liked that. I thought you'd enjoy that little passage. There's more.
Okay.
And then
put it back when you're done.
And then start sucking it. After that, Randy also goes down, and sucks and licks her pussy. What a classy religious gal I got.
I know.
Okay. Are they taking turns or is it 69?
Yeah.
It's a very good question.
It is.
She goes,
never mind what year it is.
Now remember, at one point I had to explain to her what 69 was.
I know.
She goes, well, they do take turns, and after that they do the 69.
Okay, but 69. Well, sounds like a
dance. Does it?
Come on, baby.
Doing the 69.
Do the 69. Come on, baby.
We were doing locomotion. He was doing the twist.
I know.
Sorry.
As usual, Joe's fucking it up.
No, it doesn't matter.
I go, sounds sexy. She goes, thanks. I go, keep going. Give me position or act by act, and then we will put in some dialogue and move on. She goes, all right. They start with missionary, then they continue with doggy, and then come standing and fucking. Where is the anal that you want to add? Let's put it before the standing and fucking.
Wait. Oh, no.
Okay, so he's going to put it back in Punani after he puts it in her bum?
Thank you, thank you. That's where I just went. I was like, no.
I go, you are so nasty. She goes, I learned from the best.
Yeah, but it would be more nasty if they did the anal and then they went back to the Punani.
She goes, is it cool? I go, yep. is he going to come in her or on her? Hmm. She goes, on her.
There's a girl.
I go, okay, on her breasts, face, or back? Such a fucking stickler for details.
Breasts.
That's what she said.
Good girl.
You're the same person.
Yeah. See, now you notice that Joe, when you're talking to her live before the show starting, Joe is not quite here yet, is he?
No. Good point. She goes, breasts. She goes, it means she should have big breasts then. I go, yeah, not necessarily.
Why?
I think small breasts can handle sperm, too.
You have a big tits, dude. What are you doing?
Well, because she'd given this character small breasts originally.
Yeah,
all
she
right,
did.
All right.
I go, I think you said she was small-breasted originally, didn't you? I'm trying to keep to the script. Okay, sounds cool. What's next, she says. I go, dialogue. We need some conversation that leads up to the foreplay.
My ass hurts.
Do me.
And then some conversation during. Make it freaky and fun during. Let your mind run wild.
Oh, great.
Okay. Randy is undressing, and Sabrina walks in and sees Randy's cock, big, and she goes like, wow, what a big dick. I feel like sucking it. Happens to me every day. You know, this is like fucking real porn.
I know.
And taking it deep into my throat and talking like Joe for 45 minutes. After she finishes sucking his dick, he puts his finger into her pussy, and he's like, you are wet. Your pussy is juicy. I am going to fucking kill that pussy today.
Kill it!
Much like that joke.
She's a callback.
Yeah, she is.
Even Pip's like, wow, a callback.
Callback.
I go, okay, so this is a rough sex scene? She goes, yeah, it is. Fucking freak. Okay. I go, now, before he fucks her, he goes down on her, correct? She goes, yes. Okay, give me some dialogue during the sex. Be creative. The actors have generic stuff, but they don't know how to write. This is where we earn our money.
I'm upset. PETA is going to be upset about this whole scene because they're fucking the dog. They're killing the pussy.
The dog gets off. Everybody's fine.
They took the guy's cock off.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
She goes, after
shit all over the place.
After the foreplay, Sabrina tells him, come and fuck me with that big cock. I go, okay, that's fine, but we need something more outrageous.
Okay.
Joe, are you still in Levyland?
No, you talking
about... Okay, I just want to check, make sure we're still up there. I didn't know.
I go back on.
No, I'll do it. It's fine. I just want to make sure.
That's so funny.
Well, Roy Black on crack is enjoying this.
Oh, good.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, Roy Black on crack. This is the type of crack you appreciate.
Well, Davin's making sure we're on leaving land. Take a moment to go get yourself a moist towelette.
Yes.
Absolutely. Enjoy. All right. Okay. So I go, okay, fine. We need something more outrageous. He goes, okay. Ah, your dick is so long. I like how the dick feels in my tight pussy. Wow. The dick feels so deep inside my pussy. I want to see my cum all over that fucking dick.
Wow.
I go, that last part was hot. I meant it.
I think Davin needs a moist towel.
I certainly do. I go, this is more what we're looking for. Keep going. Yeah. I'm almost finished. She goes, your dick feels so good. Yeah, ride that fucking dick into my tight pussy. Fuck me hard, fucking stroke my clit. And Joe would need a directional. I go, okay, sounds good. Now we should get some dialogue right before he puts it in her bum. And right afterwards when he puts it in her vajayjay again.
Oh, God. Mm. Oh.
Really, that's the part that freaks you out?
Yes. Never A to V. Never.
You don't...
E. coli. Nasty. You don't go from ass to vagina.
You don't watch movies.
You're not supposed to.
I certainly am. What else am I supposed to do? Work?
No. I don't mean you're not supposed to watch. Oh. I mean you're not supposed to go in that direction.
All right, there's not like a fucking direction with a bitch, all right? You know what? You know, they don't tell you what to do. You just find your way.
No. You never go ass to mouth, ass to V. You don't do it. Sorry.
There's nothing like the smell of rubbing alcohol right before you do Pip Gillis in this whole environment.
Be careful of those fishers, too.
Yeah, I know.
Get it out of there.
Yeah, because the waiters and
guys,
those little...
Guys, you're ruining my sexiness.
I'm sorry.
She goes, okay. She's talking more. Babe, my ass feels wet. Fuck my ass.
It's
problem. Now that might be a Fisher situation.
Yes.
That was not hot.
Now, your ass should not be wet.
We have a situation.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Ah, my ass is so tight. Fuck my ass harder. Oh, my. Faster. Oh, yeah. Ah. Fuck, tear that ass apart.
No, don't tear the ass apart. Please don't tear the ass apart. You'll regret it.
You're not Sabrina. Suck it up,
stupid. You'll regret it.
Sorry.
Do you like fucking my ass? And he goes, your ass is so cute. This is the tightest ass I've ever fucked. I go, very well done.
You bring out the best in people.
I certainly
do.
She goes, really? Is it that good? I go, you tell me. Would that scene put you in the mood? She goes, well, it would. Well, then you've answered your own question.
Then she goes for the anal.
She goes, what else? I go, well, I need to get a drink. My body's aching for it. You can hang out till I find something, or we can continue at another time. Either way, I adore you. I think it was time for dinner.
Oh.
She comes, are you going out? And she was gone, but I wrote this. I did not go out. I just tore my house apart looking for a drink. Had nothing. I settled on a bottle of cough syrup. Starting to feel good.
Oh, Christ. You're one of those alkies.
Apparently.
You are.
Well, after all that hot ass fucking.
I know.
All right, so before we go on, any analysis, kids?
I'm just like, I'm stunned and I need some cough syrup myself now.
I thought that was some good porn writing by my African friend.
That was amazing. That, see,
it certainly was.
Now, that other person that wrote as Agnes to you was not able to write like that at all. This is a different person again.
I'm writing with an artist.
They were all hanging out over that computer typing.
Oh, yeah. And they
you know they love when stupid's online. Here we go, guys. Get your condoms and your lotion.
And they were all typing with one hand.
Exactly. Do the asshole. Do the asshole. Do the asshole. Okay, I type.
Yes.
I got to be their favorite person. I have
to. Oh, God. They're just like, they rub their hands together. Oh, gross.
We're going 4.5 months. Not a fucking dime. But our relationship is as strong as ever.
Because
they don't even ask anymore.
Because you're their, like, nope. Their hobby. You're their break.
Yeah.
I mean, they're scamming. I mean,
I'm their break. Yeah. But think about the hours. I mean, because we'll spend, me and my baby, we will spend the whole day typing with each other.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'll have the game on, and, like, I'll be fucking typing to her and dealing with, like, she's spending hours where she could be, you know, really making money.
Yeah, I know.
You'll have the game.
Or getting hippos out of the living room.
Who is this, who is this Tebow you keep speaking of?
Yeah. They are hungry, hungry hippos.
Did you have anything on Saturday, Joe?
No.
On Sunday, Joe?
No.
All right. All right. So we're talking on Sunday. A little chit-chat. Now it's like the middle of the day here. But I just tell her I'm just getting up.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you slept? I go, I do sleep. Do you think I was a vampire?
The hopped up cokehead, corpse
for him. She goes, it was a late night, so I was just trying to get the motor running. Okay. Did you go out last night? I go, I didn't. Becky stopped by after her shows.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She wound up staying over. Not planned, just happened.
Oh, boy.
That's okay.
Oh, she's all right with that.
And how did her show go?
Wow.
She said it did not go well, so she just needed to talk. She was depressed.
Okay. Yeah, and who's she coming to? The guy with the gun.
Sorry to hear that. I go, it happens. She goes, yeah, there is hope since there is life. I have sent Rosa an email, and I'm waiting for her reply, if only she would. Now, here's what happens here. Because Pip's fucking email is Rosa is fucking ridiculously long. There's been mailer demons the whole fucking time. It's never really gotten through to Rosa. But because I can get into Agnes's account, because she gave me her password on day one.
Idiot.
I know what she wrote to Rosa. Now, Rosa's not responded. But Pip, if you could read what Agnes wrote to you.
Yes. Hi, Rosa. You might not know me, but I have heard quite a lot about you. I am with Davin, and I heard you are trying to hit in him, which I do not find cool.
Hit in him?
Davin is going through a lot right now, and what you are trying to do with him is not helping matters at all. He has told me what's going on, and he is trying to be a gentleman, but you still don't it. This is just to tell you to back off and let him have his peace. I am in a country that anything is possible. People will do anything to keep what they have, and please don't force me to do something that I might regret in the long run.
Yeah.
All I want you to do now is to let you leave Davin. He just wants an attorney to defend him, to go through this phase smoothly. I am appealing to you. This is a woman-to-woman-is issue.
acting like a woman to woman is issue.
Is issue.
Like Joe's blog.
And don't let us take this far. I hope you understand. Barely.
Barely.
Me and I will be informed about everything that is going on. I hope you understand me so this does not get nasty. Thanks for reading this mail, and I hope you do the right thing to avoid any unfortunate incident from happening. Thanks, and have a nice day.
Jesus Christ.
I got bitches fighting for me.
Wow.
Now, here's what we can determine from this. She's in.
She is totally
in. She completely buys this bullshit.
Yeah, she's like, she wrote a cat scratch eye hair pulling.
Now, if only she could
bitches
fucking,
on the floor
if
with
only
their
she could
skirts
get
going up
Rose's
now.
Email right, we might actually get a response one of these days.
I know, she can't seem to type out my email address.
I can type it out, and I don't want to. Joe, any commentary on that?
But she can cut and paste all those stupid... In the beginning, she was cutting and pasting poetry to you. It's like she can't...
That was Flory.
Oh, okay. All right. But she can't copy
and
paste...
Keep my women straight.
I can't. I can barely. She can't copy and paste the damn email address. Really?
I don't know, but she's fighting for her man.
She is.
She has an investment in this relationship.
I don't know what to say. I don't know if she wants to keep you away so he could focus on her to get money...
Yeah. Well, she doesn't want him to have any distractions.
You think there's real feelings, Jeff? Whoa. To get this out of Joe. I do, like I said, we have some type of weird relationship based on nonsense.
Yeah, you do.
I'm her favorite mistake. My wife does not feel the same way. Joe, is your mic on?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, I'm thinking.
No, I just want to make sure.
Yes.
I like to have you for the show.
I would say, what kind of asshole would leave his mic off for half a show, but we won't go there.
Anyway. We know what type of asshole.
So, realistically, I think that she wants Davin for all her own, because I don't think she wants any distractions on to get his money.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, because she's invested a lot of time in this particular scam.
But she buys into this whole fucking reception.
She believes that the receptionist was grabbing at your junk and everything.
Who can blame that receptionist?
Yeah, of course.
In fantasy world.
Pawing and scratching like cat toys.
Get the cock, Rosa. Get the cock.
Yeah.
And to do that, if it's a receptionist, that could cause a little friction between you and him.
And his cock.
And his cock, if he finds out that she's right, because she's taking a gamble on riding you.
Yeah.
Because if
he wanted her. He wanted her.
I was just going to get another attorney, but this attorney's really good.
Yeah.
So he was like, "You go."
Remember,
defend me.
Originally, Agnes Day Player 4 wanted me to go in there with a blow up doll with Agnes on her, with a picture of Agnes, and then this one stepped in and go, "You know what? That's not such a good idea. We need to talk to the underling.
It's fucking ridiculous. I'm gonna lay it down with this woman."
It's like, step aside. Let me take the keyboard, you idiot. That's not a good idea.
Passing me around. Everybody wants a piece of me. I'm
like
their,
a blow doll.
Like Joe says, I'm their favorite hobby.
You're quite the popular lad in bullshit land.
Certainly am. I am very popular in fantasy world. If only it translated. Mm. It certainly does not, though.
No.
I go, okay. So let's see. Okay.
I have to, I'm praying that this bitch can get it together and get this to me so that I can respond.
Mm-hmm. I go, okay, well, I will know she saw it when I go to the office, I guess. What did you tell her? She goes, well, I told her you didn't like her advances, but you were trying as much as possible to be a gentleman and that you were trying to get a lawyer to defend you and not looking for a girl to disturb you. I think she would understand me since we are all women. Theoretically.
We're all women. The whole team here. Yeah. Aren't we guys? I mean, aren't we ladies?
Are we guys?
Yes.
Fucking fist bump. Great. I go, great. I hope this does your trick. I have no idea if she will understand you. She's a different type of girl. She goes, well, there are some things I know girls are good at. Me too.
Boy, that was a woman-to-woman talk.
It really was. It was.
Back off my man.
She goes,
No, you didn't try to get my man. No,
yes,
you didn't.
She did.
She goes, I know.
Yes, she did.
I know girls are good at one thing, and one is protecting what they have. And I know I told her precisely that.
Oh, boy. She sure should did.
I'm like, I'm sure you're right. So how's your weekend so far?
I'm afraid to talk to you, Davin.
So she asked me how my weekend was so far. I go, well, Friday night was weird. Again, I'm making this up in the moment.
As you're going, oh boy.
Yeah. I go, she goes, why is that?
The scariest shit comes out of him when he's making it up on
it
the
really
fly.
Does. You're gonna like
yeah.
this.
I'm afraid how dark
so
you
I
are.
I do my best work on Sundays.
I know, but I'm afraid to be in the basement. Thank God Joe's here when yeah, this really. Dark shit comes pouring out of you.
I go, that cough medicine gave me some very strange dreams.
Uh-oh. Ostriches and hippos.
Yeah, really. Work the wrong side of the street.
You can't fucking work where I work, my friend. Uh-oh. Keep it moving, Mr. Ting Tong Wing.
Okay, what happened to you?
She goes, wow, were they horrible? Hope they were not. I go, I had a dream that you and me were making love.
Ooh.
And then my wife saw us and joined in.
What? Wait, hold on a second. My wife. Oh, I'm sorry. I got
me and
confused.
Agnes are making love, and then the wife who I'm divorcing sees us and joins in.
Okay.
How does Elise feel about this?
She likes Africans.
She's a liberal.
She's a liberal.
That's funny.
She goes, wow, that was really weird. I go, yep. What do you think it means? She goes, well, I think she would give you the divorce and we're going to get married. Really? Is that what you
that's
got?
What that means, yes. Having a three-way with my wife means I'm getting divorced. Yep. That's what it means.
I go, you think that's what the dream meant? She goes, yep.
As you're all curled up and clutched in each other's arms, not for nothing. You
really? Know. Do you need to take the VHS cassettes? Really?
I know.
But she goes, yep, but would ask the real meaning in an African setting.
What?
Wait, say that again?
Yeah, she'll get the real meaning of the dream in an African setting. I go, what do you mean?
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, Africans really know how to interpret dreams and would ask some people what it really means. Really? They don't know how to move where hippos don't go into the living rooms.
They don't know what screen doors are. We can keep the damn mosquitoes out of our house.
I thank her. I go, I had another dream, which was very disturbing.
What, more than that?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
She goes, wow, okay, what is it? I go, I don't think I should say. She goes, why is that? I go, it left me with a very cold feeling. A problem shared is a problem solved, babe. Let's have it. Thanks, Dr. Phil.
What greeting card did you get that out of?
I go, okay, I guess. So my divorce is over, and I board a flight to Ghana to get you and Michael and bring you to the U.S. I have sent you $50,000 ahead of time to settle your debts and give some money to the orphanage. The divorce was decided in my favor, so I have the money I knew I would. We have arranged to meet at the airport. There is a guy holding a sign with my name on it. I say, did Agnes send you? He says, there is no Agnes. I am confused. He shoves me into the car where two other men are waiting. I do not know them. They make me breathe in chloroform. Remember, she knew what chloroform was.
Yeah.
I wake up outside of a small village. I say, I do not understand. Where is Agnes? They reiterate, there was no Agnes. No Michael. Then they slit my throat. I have never dreamed of dying before. They say when you have those dreams that you will die, often in that manner. It scared me. I know it is just a dream, but still.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, you can't fucking work my world, my friend. You do with your little ostriches. I fucking go creepy on them.
Yeah, I'm creeped out. Joe, hold me.
Just don't put it in my ass.
Well, you can, but just, you know.
Just
after,
when you put it in the ass,
vagina.
You're done. You're done. There's no more.
No show's more.
Over. Show's
no
over.
That's ass, folks.
Fuckers. Beep, beep, beep.
That's right.
All right. So what do you guys think?
I'm so fucking creeped out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sunday's my creepy day.
Yeah, it sure is.
You like that? You like that? Fucking laying it out here. This is what happens.
I can't wait to hear what she says back.
What do you think, Joe?
You're a creep. On cough medicine.
Joe almost.
Who doesn't know safe sexual practices in your movies?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't think we're going to get to that story tonight.
I know, too bad.
We'll get to some stuff. I go, she goes, wow, that's scary. I don't even know what to say. But for all I know, Michael and I are real. And
for all I know.
And if there is no Agnes and Michael, how would they know you are coming to Ghana? Really?
Are you that stupid?
Am I that stupid?
Do they think you're that stupid? They don't even know you.
Clearly.
It does not make sense, and I guess that's why it's a dream. I would have to pray about it. It's disturbing.
It is.
I go, I guess. I go, dreams don't make sense, but there are a lot of things that don't make sense that aren't dreams. I am sure I should drink a bottle. I am not sure I should drink a bottle of that cough medicine anymore.
A bottle. You drank a bottle.
Again, that was all off the top of my head. I didn't have any of that shit planned.
Oh, my God.
But I like the fact I'm clear. I think I'm definitely toying with this person's emotions.
Yeah, because they're like, oh god, he's pretty close to the truth.
I am taking them on the journey with creepiness that they take these suckers with love.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't feel sorry for this team.
Sometimes
of
I do,
actresses.
And I was talking to Pip about this briefly, Joe. Sometimes I do feel a little bad about this. I know it's irrational because they're lying to me.
Well, because you're not a bad person, and these people don't seem to have the same conscience. No, really, they'll take some poor sucker and they'll tell them whatever they want to hear just so that they get their money, and they don't care that these people get completely sucked into it and believe in this and then are completely demoralized and, you know, kill themselves or what have you. And it happens all the time.
So you like the road I take them on?
Yes, screw them.
You gotta let, I take them on, they get to write fucking porn, and then I take them into these fucking deep dark
places. And she's still hanging
but
on.
Do you like the deterioration of me? Because I was, you know,
yes,
you know,
I enjoy the deterioration of you.
Side.
Well, you can thank Joe for that.
finally, you're wicked plan is coming true.
Yes, it most certainly is.
So she asked me if the medicine was prescribed by a doctor. Spelled like Joe would spell it. Wrong.
As it's spelled.
Why? You going to try to improve yours? No. Take a guess.
Let's see. D-O-C-T.
Prescribed with a D?
All right.
Oh, well, you didn't say which word it was.
I said prescribed.
Oh, they said doctor.
No, so no.
That's what I thought.
She got
too.
That one right. I don't have faith in you. All right, we'll move on. I go, no, it was just in the house. I needed a drink and was all out. So I had all out. So that had alcohol in it. So I drank that.
Pathetic.
Now, no, I've degenerated into full blown alcoholic now. Took about a week.
Yeah.
You want to know something? When we get to me, if you're listening, folks, you'll notice that he's going into the dark side. I'm coming out of the dark side.
Yes, yes. You were getting very dark. You know what? Pretty soon you're going to be hitting the mouthwash.
But I still have my moments with her when I'm very lucid and
yeah, you do.
Normal and everything's
that's
cool.
The only reason she's hanging in.
Oh, yeah.
With all this dark, creepy shit.
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah.
else would be running for the hills.
Yeah. No, but she's, well, you know, he still has his moments. We write porn, and I love that.
I know.
She goes, wow, isn't unhealthy? I go, I don't know. I just know my body needed something to numb the pain.
Oh, boy.
She goes, okay, but I just think you should be a little careful. I go, yeah, you are right. I'm not going to drink that anymore. I got some wild turkey yesterday.
Maybe only half a bottle of cough syrup from now on there, my love.
I go, I think that's the better move for me.
Oh, boy.
She goes, okay.
She has no idea what wild turkey is.
So I ask her if she's been resting like she was told. She goes, I've been trying my best. I go, what's that mean? Go means I try to rest, but taking care of other kids is quite hard. Hello, Joe.
It's very hard. Mm-hmm. Ta-da.
I go, you need to make time for yourself. Yeah, I would ask for a week from the orphanage to rest. It would be. Yeah, surely they can give you some time off for your health. Yes, yeah, so they'll give her some time off, she thinks. She asked me again how the comedy is going. She asked if they've given me a chance to perform again. I go, well, New York City is just one place. I'll still work in other places. Funny thing, I posted my update for the comedy shows this week. She liked that.
She liked your
She
challenges.
Also liked something I said about fucking Ray Lucas bitching about Mark Sanchez.
Because she has any idea what that's about.
No, she's just liking random comments at this point. She's like a regular woman. She knows nothing about football.
Good for you, honey.
So I ask how her weekend been. She goes, it's been pretty well. They hung out a lot. He was happy. They went to amusement park. That's great. So I go, she goes, anyway, how is your friend and Mavis doing? Have you heard from them? Look at Joe perk up. That's
yes.
Joe's gal. That's
my gal.
Have I heard from him? I go, Richard said she wrote back once, but I do not think it has been more than that. I could be wrong, but my gut feeling is that he likes her a lot more than she likes him.
Oh, plant that seed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, plant that seed.
And we really
There's
do
some dialogue.
Think that Mr. Watteen Wah is fucking losing, stupid pimp hands. She goes, okay, I guess.
I'm sorry to interrupt. He's got to, like, vouch for me, like he vouches to bookers.
I know.
When we go
can
on the road, like,
send the tape.
We're doing new venues and stuff like that. He's an asshole. He doesn't know what he's doing with the computer. He is funny. That's the guy.
That's really happened. I'm getting yelled at by a booker because Joe doesn't know how to send a clip. Now I'm getting yelled at by a scammer because Joe doesn't know how to fucking be a normal fake person.
This is like parallel universe.
It really is.
Wow.
She goes, I guess they would have to work out their issues. I go, I guess. Has she said anything to you about it? She goes, well, yes. The last time we spoke, she mentioned him, but she said she had some family problems she was dealing with.
Hmm. Oh.
I go, I'm sorry to hear that. Why wouldn't she tell Richard, though? I know he has shared a lot with her. I'm sure he wants to be there for her. fucking trying to get you back in.
Mm.
Well, she goes, well, I would try and tell her and hope she listens and does just that.
Mm.
Hope so. Okay, there's only so much we can do, though, I guess. How is Mabel doing?
Oh, no, you did yep. it!
Might as well ask about the whole fucking gang. I heard from her last week. She said she was calling to check on me. She's doing good, I guess. I go, that is odd that you say that. She goes, why is that? I go, well, do you recall what you told me last week and the surprise? She goes, yes. I go, has her situation improved? She goes, well, she says she's managed to get back from the north and that she is quite well in Kumasi for now.
Well, hang on a second. I've forgotten what happened to Mabel.
Mabel was the one that was stuck in the north.
Oh, okay.
She got her Mabel and her Mavis is confused. Remember
yes.
when I was having the breakdown
yes,
and I'm losing
like,
my memory?
Oh, I fully remember that. I just can't remember what actually happened to Mabel. Okay. What actually happened. None of this actually happened, but yeah. whatever.
She asked how I've been doing with the porn scripts. I go, I acted them out over the weekend.
With Becky.
I acted them out.
With my hand.
That's funny.
She goes, and was it good?
Yeah, was it good?
I go, I was told I was wonderful.
Was it? What? Was it good for you?
The girls were very pleased at my technique and endurance.
No, you didn't say this.
That's what I did.
Oh, my God.
She goes, I'm glad you made it.
What the?
I go, that is very understanding of you. Most women would be jealous if their man was having sex with a... Really? Why are you down here?
I can't find mommy.
You can't find mommy? She's not down here. Scram. All right, fill in.
Okay. What just happened is that Davin's very small daughter just came wandering into the area where we're doing the show. He's in the middle of talking about having porn with other women, having sex with other women. And right then, his six-year-old walks in.
I can't find mommy.
I can't find mommy. I can't find her anywhere. Now, what did you do with his wife? Oh, my God. Davin's like having a cow right now.
Oh, that's so funny.
He just left to find his wife.
How'd you make out?
Oh my God!
Did you find mommy?
Did you find your wife?
Talking about fucking porn stars, and my daughter comes in. Where's mommy?
you said
only on radio show, podcast, internet radio. Land.
Yes, boys
and
girls.
You're like, oh, you know, most women would be upset if they caught me having sex with other women. My daughter!
Look at your face.
I thought it was the wife coming down, which was bad enough for that scene.
Yeah. I know.
She's
your
daughter.
At least we were talking about the cock being removed.
Yeah.
What's, oh God.
Might scare her.
What's, really?
Somebody took a rooster, mommy.
Damn it! No more!
The stairs are behind me, so I couldn't see her come down. All I saw was Davin's look of shock and fear. I thought he was having a grand mal seizure.
I know, because it's not like we're in the middle of talking about the debate last night or something like this. Like,
no, it couldn't be that. We could be talking about sports or something when that happened.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Oh, Lord.
How funny.
That was genuine.
How funny was that, man?
Real life just intruded.
Gave me like, scram.
I can't find mommy
anywhere. Oh, fuck.
And where was she?
In the fucking bathroom.
Oh, God.
Where parents go to hide from their children.
Of course, like a sensible human being.
Exactly. There's literature in there.
Oh, the reading room, of course.
Back to my porn.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I need a moment to recover.
Oh, that was funny.
Okay.
That was very genuine, by the way.
Oh, Lord, that was funny.
Really, what the fuck is the kid doing down here?
I know, and you're like, get out of here!
Like I caught court jerking off or something.
No!
There's nothing for you to see here!
This is like so sad. This is like...
Daddy's happy!
You should not be here. Wait a minute, what?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. I often wonder what little bits and pieces of what we're talking about floats up the stairs and can be heard. I would imagine not very much, but when she's standing right there, you know, and like kind of broke the mood. Okay, continue.
I go, that's very understanding of you. Most women would be jealous if there was a man having sex with porn stars, if their man was having sex with porn stars.
Yeah.
She goes, well, I know you are a good man and that we must help each other in good and bad times.
Wait. wait a minute. Now, here she is. She is completely losing her shit on a receptionist, but it's okay for you to be banging porn stars?
Well, she's kind of like, if you think about it, kind of like the girl, the woman on that TV show we watched. It's for work.
Oh, right, right. She can completely rationalize it as long as you're getting a payday.
This is actually a fairly rational reaction, or no. She gets VH1 too.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't. It might be rational, but it's really not normal. Not normal at all.
So I go, so you are cool with me having sex with other people? She goes, no, I'm not. But if it's your work, I can't complain.
Oh my god, that's what it was.
She goes, so which script did you act out? So I go, so are you having sex with other guys? She goes, of course not. I go, I was kidding with you.
You're not acting out our porn?
She goes, wow, you got me there. I go, well, I guess it's good to know that you're not the jealous type. She goes, LOL. So which script did you act out?
Yeah, she wants to know exactly what you did.
I go, I acted out the cop scene with Rosa.
Oh! Uh-oh. Oh, no,
somebody's
got to
figure out
it!
Somebody's got to figure out an email.
Yeah, really.
She goes, what?
What?
Rosa?
Yeah!
Rosa? Not Rosa.
I go, yes, isn't that okay? She goes, of course not. But is Rosa a porn star or a receptionist?
Oh.
This shit's coming in fast and furious now.
I bet. The keyboard's on fire.
We got genuine reactions.
The keyboard's on fire.
I go, a receptionist, but she fucks like a porn star.
No! Oh, God.
Okay. I've heard that. And then I go, you there? Because there is a long. She goes, well, I don't know. But all of a sudden, I feel bad. Think I have to go home and get some painkillers.
Uh-oh. Cough medicine works well.
Hang on a second. So now she's turned. Wait, she's going to eat the gun now? She's using your own shit on you.
No, I don't think so. I don't think she saw this coming.
She did not see this coming.
I keep them fucking guessing.
I didn't see this coming. I'm freaking out.
I write some good shit. This is going to be a good book when I write it.
This is good.
I go, babe, what do I do in the porn industry? Am I a writer or a performer? She goes, writer. I go, exactly. What did I tell you about how I feel about writing porn? She goes, don't remember exactly, but what I remember is that porn is the future from comedy. I go, do I write without you these days? So you are messing with me again?
Uh-oh.
Yes, I have not looked at the script. I have not acted out a script. I have not slept with Rosa. I am amazing in bed.
Oh, man. You know, I feel like it. Oh, this is one of those cheap cliffhangers where it was all a dream. Damn it. Okay.
Doesn't mean I won't sleep with Rosa. Relax. I don't know where I'm going. I have no
idea. Okay, that's true.
She goes, wow, I think I have to go check my blood pressure because I think it has gone up. There's got to be something there. There's some type of something there, because that was a genuine pissed off reaction.
Yeah, the long pause is like, the long pause when you're IMing is just so.
It's maddening.
But you're like, what's going on the other end in your head, you know?
Well, usually it's just a shift change.
Yes. They're doing report, you know, they're, how's it going?
Joe, you look like you're deep in thought.
I'm trying to think of an analogy to this. It's like
horseshit, I believe, is the analogy you were looking for, Joe.
Yes, it's like something when you're like watching a sporting game. You're not on the team.
Yes.
You're not on the team. You know, you don't know the players.
Right.
But you're involved in something that you have a connection to.
Yes. Yes.
Were you mad that I cheated on her with Rosa, Joe?
No, I'm not mad. I'm
Did I let you down?
No, but it's like you could feel the connection on that. Where if you're caught up in something,
yes,
even though it could be bullshit or whatever, mm-hmm. you do get caught up in it, and you have a connection. Like, you know, you write to this Rosa, and then you're like, you're alone with Rosa. What the fuck? You get caught up.
And she's fine with Becky, by the way.
Yeah, she was okay
Becky's
with Becky being around and staying over.
Because Becky didn't try to grab your ride.
Not that she knows.
Oh. Right.
Not that I've made up yet. I don't know. But that's just it. I don't know where any of this shit's going.
I know, but I mean, I know as a businesswoman, she's upset because now you are like getting distracted by this other woman. That's driving her crazy. But I'm almost sensing a genuine jealousy.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I feel bad for this shit. But I think what I've done is I have taken it to their level.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, and like the people who get fooled by these people, they never saw it coming.
But nope.
They've never met an animal like me.
They actually, I think you're somebody of intrigue.
Yeah.
Because think about this, and I've said this before. They're on the computers all day with these poor, lonely people sucking them in, okay?
Yeah. I'm poor and lonely.
You're a fucking creep, okay?
Well, no, but I'm saying this character is lonely. I've introduced loneliness to this show.
Yes,
but
yes.
So is mine. You know, my character's pretty
pathetic. He's a wet
rag. But you know, mine is pretty pathetic too. But the thing is that they're on all day long with these pathetic people.
Yeah.
And here is this. And let's say your job. There's one thing. You know, there's somebody at work you might like talking to during the day. You look forward to them calling and stuff like that. That's them. There's a girl I deal with that I deal with sometimes. I look forward to calling. We talk. This is this guy here.
You're
at work. You're scamming these. Oh yeah, you know your wife is dead. We get it. Oh yeah, please send us the money. Blah blah. And here comes this lunatic.
Yeah.
And they probably all gather around the screen
and like,
to see what they're
going
to type.
Our favorite show is on.
Right. So then they write this letter and stuff like that. Now let's think that you wrote the letter to dissuade the other girl.
Right.
Okay. And you typed the letter. You wrote the letter. Okay. For him to go that he's going to be – he came over and spending time, that's a strike against you.
Oh,
just because something you're doing is not working, you know?
Right.
So it's a kind of a personal thing where you sent something to try to stop something and it's not working.
He asked her to.
Yeah. It might not be an emotional connection – emotional connection, but just as a person,
right.
You're going, shit, I – did this and it's not working. Fuck.
Yeah. That's probably
– even though it's all a scam and it's horse shit – you do have him on a personal level.
Yeah, you know. She was desperate.
Anyway.
She was involved enough that she was willing to write this letter to cockblock you from Rosa. And then you turn around and you're cocking her. that must have driven that person nuts. The whole team went, no, it was a twist. It was a twist in the soap opera they weren't expecting.
Right.
But I've been giving them a lot of twists. But I think they're realistic twists.
Yeah. Yeah, they're creepy.
And this is the type of twist where, you know, all right, we're used to people deteriorating. We're used to getting people down low
and
everything down on their luck.
Yeah.
But I have these moments of fucking clarity.
Right.
And we're very lovey-dovey. Like, I'm not reading all the lovey-dovey shit, but, like, the way we sign off and all.
Yeah.
It's like a real fucking
relationship.
And then we'll put more, love you more. It's like completely like a relationship.
It's almost watching like a football game or a TV show. Let's say you're watching a TV show, and let's say you watch a TV show and you're discussing with your spouse. Yeah, you know, if I was her, I would not do that. I wonder what's going to happen, what they're going to write in next week. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like you watch the next week. Fuck! Why did they do that? I mean, I listen to people work talk about Boardwalk Empire.
The show
with the motorcycles. What's that show? The biker gang.
Sons of Anarchy.
The Sons of Anarchy and stuff like that. Yeah. And people will talk about like you know. I never thought he was going to do that. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Why did he kill him? Why? They're not on the show. They're not. The show's not about them.
Totally,
but they get
sucked in.
Up into this thing where they like. Let's say one character like they shouldn't kill this character, and the killer. You have a connection,
even
though it's not real. You do have a connection just as a human being. And this
that's like when The Sopranos was on and they killed Christopher. People were like, "Oh my god!"
It's the exact same thing.
Heart-shaped Box of Bullshit is going to be a good book.
It is. Mm.
Because they're going to fucking read this shit.
I'd be like, no, you didn't.
Because I've actually put a novel inside of a book that's not a novel.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Make it look like a coffee table, Jerry. It'd be a coffee table book.
It's a coffee table. It turns into a coffee table.
So I apologize. I go, at least I now know you are okay with me screwing other women as long as I get paid.
You hooah.
And now that there's money in it, that she'd be into it.
Right.
She goes, I am not. It's just that if you really, really, two reallys, have to do it, and the company wants it, I will not stop you. But I am not sure about other women.
Oh.
Other women. I go. You seem pretty okay with it. She goes, I am not. So there's just that I will not interrupt with your work, but I understand you. So it is okay, I guess. There's like some real fucking shit going on here.
Yeah.
Where like I write this stuff, go, I'm an asshole. I am a jack. I should. This I think is a chick I'm dealing with. I think it is a chick.
This one seems to be because I don't know. I mean, there are definitely.
Can you imagine if this was real?
We would be the biggest.
But that's the whole thing for some of these people. It is real.
I mean, what if it was real
on their end?
A real just
what if that was one for a goof?
That's what concerns me.
For a goof.
I know.
Because I'm thinking at some point I have to end this.
Yeah, but I don't...
Is it going to end with a gunshot like we've done before?
Yeah.
Am I going to get in a fight? How is this going to end?
I don't know, but we're not there yet.
4.5 months. How long
with
can I
with you moving to Ghana.
Let me tell you. today I didn't
and getting rolled at the airport and all your gold being taken.
Yeah.
Today I did not go on Facebook at a particular time just because I didn't want to talk to her. Like a real relationship.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. I go, I am not sleeping with anybody for pay. I'm trying to save myself for you. That's good because I'm doing the same here. I bet you are.
I'm trying.
I am trying. She goes, have you compiled the script yet? Back to work.
Oh, cool.
I go, they are not done unless you are writing without me. She goes, of course not. I go, I saw something about Ghana on TV today. And this is true, by the way. I did see this. She goes, what did you see?
A hippo going through your house. A hippo coming through your living room.
No, Joe. a show about Americans and gold in Ghana. They're doing it like the Discovery Channel is doing a show. It's,
oh, yeah.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
I go, wow. She goes, wow, and what is it about? I go, kind of like what you told me before I came. Do you remember? Well, not really. But is it gold? Is it about the gold mines and the gold wealth of Ghana? I go, you do not recall how excited you were about me and gold? She goes, well, sorry, because there's a lot of pauses. Fucking problem.
Yeah, because she's trying to call on other people and going, hey, which one of you assholes brought
right
gold?
Stop right there. So it was probably somebody else that wrote that portion.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad intro, which I cut out for this, but, you know, whatever.
But that was somebody else on that portion.
There are other. It can't be real because there are other people.
Right. She goes, well, kind of forgot, but I know Ghana has a lot of gold and wealth, she says. I go, okay, you were very excited about me coming, and then you told me to bring extra money to buy gold. She goes, oh, okay, now I remember. Yeah, there is this gold company in Accra, and they have some really cool gold jewelry.
There's gold in them there hills.
I go, do you remember what we argued about before I came to Ghana? She goes, so what did you see on TV? I go, Americans were going to Ghana for gold, and they were saying how dangerous it was. She goes, really? But there are a lot of Americans here who are into gold. I go, it's a new TV show, so they might show other stuff, but they made it seem very dangerous. Lots of guns. Mm. She goes, were they going to mine it or buy it? I go, I am not sure. Does it make a difference? She goes, well, if they're going to mine it illegally, then it will be dangerous. I go, well, they have a TV crew, so I assume it was legal. I think the security is important if you're going to do something like this. She goes, yeah, I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you seem more concerned now than you did when I was coming there.
This person really is.
Didn't realize that. Yeah, you might want to check with the author of that bullshit.
they quit. Yeah, their notes are gone.
Fired! You thought I was crazy for insisting on American protection if I got the gold you wished. She goes, well, I did, because you remember I thought it was too expensive and not necessary.
Oh,
and that's true!
That's true!
She fucking wraps it all up!
Mm. Okay. So,
we have a team.
Okay.
So, you know, that's where I go, I don't know.
Yeah.
We need to call them and find out what they're doing. I go. That's true. What am I going to say? Enough of that. The whole trip was not as I wished anyway. She goes, yeah, I know. The next one would be more exciting. What do you think if I join you? I go, well, that was the plan. I really wanted to be with you. I still really want to be with you. You disappeared that week. I came there for your birthday and no Agnes. She goes, yeah, I know, but I promise the next trip will be as you expected.
And she never explains where the fuck she was.
Nah. Mm. Well, hopefully the next time will end with you flying back here. So it's exactly what I had in mind. I go, but can you accommodate Michael and I if I were to come with the divorce still pending, or would you have to finish the divorce first? I go, I need to finish the divorce, and of course I would accommodate Michael. She goes, I thought so. She goes, I shall have a drink to the thought of that, I say.
Mm-hmm. Of course you will.
She goes, what do you say we work about on the script? I go, if you would like. You sure do like to work on these scripts? I go, you could say I'm glad to work with you. I go, I think you just like porn. Well, not really, but since I met you, let's just say I have a slight interest in it now.
Not real, a slight interest? Do me in ass. Take a.
Wow. She learns quickly.
I go, I think you like it more than you will admit. She goes, no, I don't. I go, okay. Uh-huh. I go, you sure write like you do. Really? She goes, I guess it's because I learned from the best. But did you know pornography is illegal in Ghana?
What?
Really?
Now we're learning things.
Oh.
I go, I did not. How can they find out if you're looking at porn? Back again, her internet went off again. I go, where are you? I go, where were you? I go, where are you? She goes, in the cafe. Where else? I go, I don't know. You used to go to a friend's house. How can they run an internet cafe with bad internet?
It's the third world.
She goes, well, that's Ghana for you.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's what happens to your internet. It's Ghana. Huddle-a-hoo.
I ask her if she ever goes to that friend anymore. With my friend, she kind of has some visitors, so I don't want to disturb her. Maybe when they leave, I will go. Okay. So I go, how do they make sure nobody looks at porn? Well, they can't, but they arrest those who sell CDs if they are caught.
Oh.
I go, how did you watch the pirate movie? Because remember she watched that pirate movie?
Yeah.
The porn pirate movie? On a CD. I guess you are a rule breaker. I go, she goes, it is right if you are not caught.
Ah.
Here's my religious girl.
Yeah.
I go, I'll keep that in mind.
Uh-huh.
I go, when did you watch? A couple months ago. So dangerous. How'd you get your hands on it? She goes, I heard of it, so I got it. I go, so you hang out with outlaws? She goes, of course not, but something is funny here. I go, what's funny? Ghanas are funny. It's like they don't know porn is illegal. They don't know until they are arrested, LOL. I go, did you like the movie? She goes, pirates? I go, yeah. Well, it's different and interesting. I go, did it make you horny? No, because there's action, too, in it.
Wait, what?
I go, so you just like what? A lot of sex with no plot.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you can say that.
Hey, girl.
I go, well, tell me. I don't want to put words in your mouth. She goes,
I want to put something else in your mouth.
I go, that's interesting. You are different than most women. You like what guys like, sir. She goes, really? Guys like that, too? Wow, didn't know that, really.
Oh, duh.
I go, guys like mostly sex, like sex with a plot. I guess you are a manly woman. LOL.
Yeah, but I'm a manly woman, but she I go, like it too.
She goes, I'm a passionate woman. I go passionate about lots of screwing.
Yeah.
She goes, no, passionate naturally. I go, what does that mean?
I like it in the ass. That's unnatural.
She goes, I am passionate naturally. That's just how I am. Okay, I better stay on the good side of your passion. I don't want to get on your bad side. She goes, that's true.
Like Rosa did.
She goes, have to get a bottle. Be right back. I go, You used to have a name for getting a drink of water. It was really cute. Do you remember what it was?
Oh,
you guys
bastard.
Remember? It was tasty.
Tasty.
Tasty. She goes, is it a bottle of pure water? I go, why? She goes, because that's why they call it here, but I don't know how pure it is, LOL. It's got jokes.
Yeah, just like we're not sure about you.
I go, oh, no, you used to have an expression that you use when you got a drink. I guess you don't remember it. She goes, I kind of forgot since it's been a while I used it. Do you remember it? I go, my memory isn't very good, but I thought it was adorable. Okay, maybe one of these days I'll remember it. I hope so. I think you said it was an African expression. She goes, I am not that good with African expressions.
But you live
what?
In Africa.
Well, she hasn't been there for that long, although she did vote for the president of Ghana. But I am living quite – but I am
their election laws are strange.
Yeah, really.
So I tell her – I go, tell me expressions from your home. Akwaba means welcome.
Akwaba.
I go, that is African, right? She goes, yes. I go, tell me expressions from where you grew up. Can you try saying it? I go, can I try saying what? She goes, Akwaba. I go, I can, but you can't hear me, silly.
You say it perfectly.
She goes, you want more African expressions? I go, is that where you grew up? She goes, I thought you said you wanted African expressions. I go, no, I wanted expressions. No, I want you to remember what you used to say for getting water. Then I asked for some expressions where you grew up. She goes, a stitch in time saves nine. Two heads are better than one. And good name is better than Richards. Riches. Hope you like them.
I never heard that last one. Did
good
you?
Good name is better than riches.
A
yes,
good name
to
is
say that.
Better than riches? Oh.
I said that's very smart and profound.
It stinks.
She asked me if I've had any luck with my child. I go, no, she hates me. She goes, thought she's changed now. I go, she thinks her dad is a creep who left her mother and is a cheater.
Well,
she would understand when she grows up. I go, I don't know about that. She goes, I know.
She must have learned some new words tonight, too.
Actually, she thinks her dad's a creep who sits in the basement and talks about sex with other women. But that's the, oh, sorry.
I go, it's just lonely. Becky's the only one who comes by now.
Oh, damn.
She goes, wish I could drop by. Me too. She goes, want to come to Ghana again? I go, of course.
Yeah. Okay, it's right around the corner.
She goes, I think it's this time my turn to visit.
Will you be around this time I come all the way to Africa?
She goes, so when are you coming? She goes, not that soon. You have to finish your divorce first, remember? I go, if you can get here sooner, I'll hide you from the court. And then I guess we should start. She goes, we should start making arrangement then. Maybe we should. So where do we start? She says, I can't pay for it now because they are watching my money and it's tied up in lawyers. Do you have money for it? Well, no. But, well, if I work some more jobs to do, but they really are stressful and far. Can't leave Michael that long. Okay, plus you need to rest, so no more stress for you. Of course, if you're here, you could rest. Well, I guess she goes, I guess we should be patient.
I go, you're a very patient lady. And she goes, what's the time now? I go, it's time to... okay, I say scram.
Time or time?
That was Sunday. And it's just more mushiness. Joe, you got anything for Sunday?
Yes.
All right, Joe, give me a break. Richard.
Wow, Richard. Richard, you're reinvigorating your relationship with Mavis, right?
Well, I think it's what my pal had to say to his woman.
I'm a very good imaginary wingman.
Yenta. That Dick feels that maybe Mavis doesn't like him.
Oh,
or doesn't
yeah?
have feelings with it. And boy, did she come on strong.
Oh, excellent.
And my Magnus has a big mouth.
Yeah.
Well, she starts off, hello, Dick.
That's how I start off when I see Joe.
You don't get as nice as she does here.
I hope not.
I am sorry for not writing you. I have been having, I have been having a busy and bad time with the estate. That's her father's estate.
Agnes knows nothing about this money she's coming into.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope.
Check your other account, stupid. Yeah.
It could be another hacker working on it.
No, that's what I thought. I thought it was two different people. You thought it was the same person.
Yeah, I think it's two different people.
Or at least two different teams.
But I don't know if it's two different. It could be the same because they really, I mean, after you mentioned the fact that, you know, I felt that she didn't like me, she's really going, you'll see that she's really getting hot.
I think they yelled across the cafe, hey, stupid, pick it up.
Yeah. Hey, get your bone out of your ass and get a step in.
Meanwhile, in the States, hey, stupid, did you call?
That's really what it is.
That's what it is.
Joe, did you talk to Mavis yet? No, no, yep, been busy. Get on it, asshole.
Here, here in Davin's Den versus Ubungu's Hut.
Ubungu's Hut. It's not a podcast. It's a radio show.
They have to show this in split screen, and there's like you two, and there's a black
oh,
version of you two.
Oh, God, how funny is that?
it's Team that Dan versus Team Ubungu.
I hope you were fine. I have been thinking about you. I hope you get that man caught and get Mr. Kitty good food.
Mr. Kitty?
Yeah, well, because what happened was...
he's Mr. Whiskers.
Well, this is her. She's stupid.
She's falling for this shit.
And my last email, what happened was because I was in the hospital with gangrene on my arm, nobody was feeding Mr. Whiskers, so I found Mr. Whiskers almost starved to death.
That's true.
That's true in our fake world.
In this little world. If I was to be much closer to you, I would have taken care of him. Miss you both. How is your wife's estate? I hope your arm is good. I love you because you make me look forward to each day. You're my everything, a dream come true. Boy, you really sunk the point.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you what, if this was real, you'd be getting a blowjob right now.
Probably, yeah. You're my everything.
Look at you stroking the mic stand. She's getting excited about this.
Calm down, Ruth. Or whatever.
Rosa.
Rosa.
Well, Rosa's going to grab anybody's junk,
yeah,
you know.
Really. Definitely will. I like Rosa. I like the imaginary woman I've created that likes me.
Fresh receptionist.
Like Dr. Frankenstein.
You're a receptionist in a law office, for Christ's sakes.
Show some decorum.
It was good enough for your mother. It's good enough for imaginary Rosa.
Bring my mother into that.
No! secretary.
My dead mother a slut?
No! I'm talking about the fucking... I'm not calling your dead mother a slut, you asshole. I'm talking about their professions.
Okay.
The receptionists are...
Yeah, Jesus.
The secretaries are nice, nice ladies.
I'm not... You are a terrible human being.
No!
Smokes.
I would not do that.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't think you would.
No! Although, if it would get his ratings, maybe. No, I wouldn't do that. That's not what I was going. Right. Similar okay. Because you spoke about her so dismissingly, like she's a receptionist in a law firm, like you dismissed Rosa's job. So I was defending Rosa.
Okay.
As somebody should.
Yes. Thank you.
See if I try to hook you up again, asshole.
Sorry. Well, you did a good job on this.
I certainly did.
Yeah.
You're my everything, a dream come true. There are no words to express what I feel for you. I'm sure there's not.
I'll be there for you. These five words I swear to you. If you mail to Western Union, I'll be waiting for you.
Bring gold, I'll be there for you. There are no songs as beautiful as the music that fills my soul.
I think the one I sang was pretty damn good.
Who writes? Yeah. Who's writing this? She is or you?
Somebody's got cut and paste.
Wow.
Somebody's got cut and paste.
Yeah.
As soon as I read this, I was thinking that too. There are no roses as lovely as your smile. Nothing moves me like you do. Holy shit. There are no days brighter than the days I spend talking to you. You're my light in the darkness. There could never be words strong enough to express my love for you. I love you. All right, lady, we get it.
Wow.
You don't got to read it off. It's all like that. We get it.
No.
She's moist.
I love you with my body, soul, and mind.
That's funny. Wow. There's the body.
Really, yeah.
You're my everything. I love you so much, honey. I want to start saying that I miss you, and you have no idea how much I love you.
I think I got an idea.
Yeah, really.
How much is that estate worth again?
Yeah. I know you don't need another reminder because I tell you 1,000 times a day of how much I love you. But
she disappeared.
I know.
Yeah, it's like what? Where'd you wait? Which playbook did you get this shit from? Because that has nothing to
She's
do
like
with.
Flory. Flory was all over the map.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. Maybe they get somebody new to sit in.
I think so.
We're hiring.
Yeah.
We're hiring.
The new kid.
Did a hippo wash up into your living room? Do you need to earn some extra bucks? Come to the cafe and scam stupid Americans.
Is your living room covered with pythons?
You're going to love this guy. He's going to lose a fucking limb.
Go for it, kid. I tell
you. Okay. Work for the... Look for the gonna scammer label.
When you were scamming.
A schmuck desperate or asshole.
I tell you 1,000 times a day how much I love you. But I do, and that is my only way to show you. I love the 100 ways you show me how much you love me, and I know my...
Hold on. I've only caught awful poetry. What other ways are you showing? You can't even send a picture.
You can barely feed your damn cat.
Asshole. I just read 3 paragraphs of utter horseshit, and you stopped the clock at this small little paragraph.
I've had enough.
Really?
No, go ahead.
I mean, you told me that she loved me a zillion fucking times. From day one...
Well, who wouldn't?
From day one, I knew there was something in you that no other guy had.
Money.
You were the most, Caps, amazing guy I've ever
This
known.
Is your type of woman. Caps where they don't fucking belong.
Wait.
Joe, are you writing to yourself now?
Dick El Dorado is the most amazing guy.
He's a fucking loser.
I'm sorry.
Call Dick El Dorado a loser.
Caps going through a hard time. Fuck you. He's going through a hard time. I've been through a hard time, too. At least I have the good decency to fucking buy a revolver and shoot shit.
I know. Drinking cough medicine.
And having awesome dreams.
Hey, I'm taking painkillers. It's a lot classier than cough medicine.
Really? We're going to, like, classify what's going to get you on that show in intervention faster?
Yeah, really.
If anybody hears this show, they're going to put us on intervention.
You are the most amazing guy I've ever known.
You certainly are.
Shut up.
I'd be nice.
Shut up. Thinking back to the strange way we met. Stupid set me up with you. What are you?
strange way we met.
It's amazing how these things happen.
How we grew so close in just a few short days.
That's what happens on the internet.
And how were you the first one to show me the meaning of true love?
Even if you wouldn't show me a picture.
You poor bitch.
It makes me smile and fall over. It makes me smile and fall all over for you again.
With my legs in the air.
Yeah.
I wish. He wishes. Somebody should get internet sex out of this.
I know, really.
Baby, you make my heart beat faster every time I see your letter. Because you're expecting to get the payoff. And you give me butterflies when you send those loving poems.
Wow.
Now you know it's horseshit.
Oh, those loving poems.
Those loving poems.
Does she mention the Chinese?
Oh, great. She's encouraging him.
No
more poems.
No, because I think she said, fuck you. But you went in there and said, you know, he's been lonely.
I really am your delirious. Best friend in this world and imaginary world. Yes,
and delirious.
And you
from
still
the
you say horrible things about me in both worlds.
I'm a big ingrate. You were the one I want to hold for the rest of my life.
Well, that's going to be tough.
In your arms.
Especially losing limbs.
Yeah. And you can just kind of snuggle me back with the one good paw.
I was just about to say, because you guys, I want you to hold me the rest of my life. In your arms is where I belong. Well, one of them is gangrenous. Fucked up.
I think this bitch belongs there. Yeah. I think that's the arm.
Yeah. You melt me every time you tell me about the future that you want to spend with me and how we could show the world the real meaning of love with the right person.
Ugh.
Love always, Mavis.
That is one heaping, steaming pile of
worship.
Now,
what day was that?
That was Sunday.
Do you have anything for Monday?
Nothing from her, but I wrote her back on
Monday.
Oh, yeah. God. I'm bracing myself.
All right. Here comes the Tingwa wing. I hope not.
My dearest,
there's only so much magic I can do.
My dearest Tingwa.
The leeches are fine. They ask about you.
They've made friends with Mr. Whiskers.
I must have been half asleep when I wrote this. Half this. I don't even think I wrote half this shit, but yeah, I did. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
It's the...
We see how bad it is when he's trying.
Life is imitating art. Okay.
It's the subconscious Joe
it's
writing.
It's the genius, folks. It's the genius. All right. My dearest Mavis, thank you for getting back to me. My heart has been missing a beat since I've last heard from you, as I thought you did not care about me anymore. Just see, now this is really, that letter she wrote jazzed me up, so I figured I'd count to horseshit with horseshit.
Always an inspiration.
Always yes. An inspiration, since the last part of your just seeing the words you write puts energy into me, and my soul is you mean so much to me. Not a day goes by that I don't think about you or being with you. Thank you for your concern over Mr. Whiskers. He is doing fine and purring on my lap, playing with his favorite toy, Mousy Mouse.
Which is what I meant.
We're talking about the cat, and my cat walks in. Really?
I know.
Wait. Better than my daughter.
I know. Mousy Mouse, which is what I've named my dick.
What?
Okay, if it's too far.
No, but no man names his dick Mousy Mouse. No.
I should hope not.
Really? I am sorry that you are having a bad time with your father's estate. My wife's estate is frustrating me. As I told you, my lawyer said he had good news about the estate and was going to play with the cat like he's Mr. Whiskers here. The baby. All right, so anyway.
Concentrate, stupid.
Yes, sir. I am sorry that you are having a bad time with your father's estate. My wife's estate is frustrating me. As I told you, my lawyer said he had good news about the estate and was going to contact me. However, he never called, and when I called his office, the secretary told me he is on a cruise for 2 weeks and she had no information for me.
I like this. Yeah. I saw this, but I like this.
Yeah. I think he's misleading me, and I hate people that mislead me.
Just following the playbook.
Yeah. That's
good.
As for my arm, it looks like I should be out of the cast maybe this weekend. Dr. Wawing Chow said, Fu Chi Tang Wei.
Oh, stop it.
Which his assessment, which his assistant Ming Fu Hua said, arm good and weak. So we will see.
You gotta stop.
Oh, God, no.
I'm cutting it back.
Oh. You gotta stop with that bit. I can't save you again.
Don't worry.
Oh, why would I? Just because you've killed this relationship twice. Here's what you need
back.
To understand, and I've explained this to you. If you look like an asshole, I look like an asshole. Because
you tell me every time I go on stage.
Exactly. And both times, I have to worry because he makes me look like an asshole.
It'd help. All right, but after I wrote that, I explained to her that the painkillers have been making me crazy. So after I wrote that, I made damn well sure right after I said that, all right, the painkillers have been the problem. The pain has been so bad in the arm that I feel like I may be becoming dependent on them. I struggle every day, and one of the things that gets me through this is knowing that you and your love is there for me. I got a call from my detective, Johnny Carstairs, the other day, and we are a week away from stinging Vito Cazzata, Italian for shit, bullshit. As I said, Mr. Carstairs has been acting as me and pulling him along, and we are going to get him. My job, now, right there, I was going to put something in there saying that it's, you know, this is fun scamming somebody like that, but I thought I'd be letting
you know.
So I said, ixnay on a scam eBay.
You got to establish trust again.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, because you see, now I'm calling her Agnes routinely on bullshit, but but there's so much trust.
Yeah.
There, and
that's why I didn't put the line.
Yeah,
in
yeah, you got to get her back on board.
I'm working on it.
You certainly,
like
are.
I said, okay.
You should send her a picture of roses.
I think I'm going to send her the rock cut picture.
Here's what I would send you if I wasn't such a cheap bastard.
I'll send her a ring made out of pipe cleaner wire.
Why not? I got it lying around if you'd like. A matching bracelet to go with it. Yeah.
Send her a bouquet of leeches.
Yeah, send her a book of crafts. Yeah, chicks really. Like that.
My job is concerning me. Mr. Bix called me and told me he wants me back in a week, and I'm afraid.
Joe, Richard, I need you back in the week. I need somebody selling cards, and don't forget to bring the backdrop. I have heard you've been working for other car companies. I heard you are now selling Hondas. I do not like that.
You know, he settled me up with the fucking lights. I got to bring the lights in a couple of days. I got his fucking lights
good,
in my
now
garage.
You're more valuable than me.
Yeah.
Because once you get the lights, you never give up the lights. That's good.
Yeah, I know.
Did he give you sound, too?
No sound.
Oh,
no
get sound. The sound.
See, if you worked at the car dealer, you'd be carting around that stupid thing that flings itself up in the air.
Yeah, right.
You know, in the parking lot.
That, you got to work that in.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, cat.
Yeah.
Cat.
My job is concerning me. Mr. Bix called me and told me he wants me back in a week, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to try to sell cars delirious on painkillers.
That should be good.
Stay tuned, boys and girls.
I like that
Stay
little
tuned,
twist.
Boys and girls.
Keep it English, please.
I'm excited Halloween is coming up. I love Halloween. Pretending to be somebody else is fun.
Oh, nice.
Nice. That's very nice.
Great line.
Let me know if you have any ideas. Last year's Mr. Whiskers and I dressed like Batman and Robin.
Was he Batman?
Oh, no.
That's the picture I want you to send. Yeah. Pull that one off, stupid.
Be a little vendetta for the cat. We'll do it tonight. And the children laugh at delight as we opened the door and gave them their treats. As I've been sitting here through the days, I'm thinking about putting out a book of poems. Let me know what you think is better.
Oh, here we go.
The Thoughts of El Dorado or the Book of Dick.
I like that.
If you're noticing, every time I go a little overboard and silly, I throw painkillers in after it. Honey, I think the painkillers are starting to kick in and I have to go.
You should do that with your act, too.
Watch me Saturday.
I hired the asshole. I gotta explain to the Knights of Columbus that Stupid's on painkillers as he rushes out to go to the compound and take some more.
That's just, oh God. Next time you bring out, this is a good friend of mine who works all over the clubs, and I hired the asshole. Oh God. Honey, I think the painkillers are starting to kick in, and I have to go, but I want to say from my heart that I love you, and I dream of being with you every day. Now, I'm getting heavy on this. It's usually been kind of cordial, but I'm really getting all in on
kinda
this.
Cordial.
Kind of cordial. Be kind of
cordial. Dear madam.
Dear madam.
Or sir.
I was thinking perhaps you and I should engage in some intercourse. As opposed to me fucking with that wet ass. That's a different game. Different art forms. That's, you know, he's dealing in poetry.
Yeah, our styles are different. You know, our styles are different.
Nonsense, either way you cut it.
But I want to say from the heart that I love you, and I dream of being with you every day. Dreams. Dreams I have of you and me. Dreams I please wait and see. Dreams are all I have to keep me.
Oh,
wow. I think you're right. I can't spell with a shit. Dreams are all I have to keep
some
me.
Writing.
I fucked that up. Fuck. Shit.
Keep me.
Damn it
me.
All. I gotta start using the freaking
English language.
Dictionary.
Yeah. Right. Word that you might have been taught in elementary school.
All right, I'm running with what I brung. Dreams are all I have to keep me.
You
me.
Certainly are.
Dreams can come true. Stay with me and believe. Love always, Dick El Dorado.
Oh God, that's so beautiful.
Dick. You.
I think my porn is better than that horse shit. My wet ass fucking is more romantic than that.
It's spelt better.
Wait, can I see the poem for a second?
Yeah.
I just want to see
frame it.
No, I do.
Put it on the fridge.
Frame it in the bathroom in case you're constipated every time you see those shit.
Now then my daughter won't be able to find it.
I'm gonna sew it on a pillow. Oh, that's great.
Even my daughter gets zinged on the. Don't fucking cross me. Whether you're 6 or 60, I don't give a shit.
I know. He takes
you're
no prisoners.
Girl, stupid. Be nice.
But I'm like, scram. I'm
talking to no, I know. You're like, scram.
I wait till you're 80 years old, mumbling in a wheelchair,
I'll be
and
dead.
She starts skitting. No, I'm can only
I like. I like this. I know you screwed up, but it's like what I wanted to say is that you have this one liner. Dreams are all I have to keep me. Me. That's funny.
No, I know what he meant by that.
Was a mistake.
Yeah.
No, but I know what you meant. Well, all right. I don't know what you meant then.
To keep right. me.
Maybe it did mean
so
that.
So I think this is the last passage. What I got. Is there more for you?
That's it.
All right. So
That's
this enough. Is my Monday. Then let's do Shooting Skunks.
Okay.
And maybe Drunks in the News and get the fuck out of here.
All right.
All right. So if we can get out. If we can do a 3.5 hour show. That's good for us.
Yeah.
It's been 3 hours already. So.
Jesus Christ! All right,
time flies when you're shoveling bullshit.
My arms are tired.
So this is Monday. She got the week off. I'm summarizing now.
Right.
I'm very happy her that she got the week off. It's actually going to be this week off. So she goes. What's she going to do? She goes. Well, rest a lot and take care of Michael and me and you. I go. You do not have to take care of me, doll. This is the time for you to rest and recover. I am fine. I got me and Jack Daniels. I drink a little.
You mixing it with the cough syrup?
I'm off the cough syrup. It gave me bad dreams.
Oh, thank God.
She asks, how was your day?
It gave me bad dreams.
I ask if Rosa got back to her. No, but I'm still expecting to hear back. I go, she's always checking her email when I see her. Maybe there was a mistake in the email. Do you want me to give it to you again?
You dope.
Write it down. Don't mind that it's confusing. Just
horseshit email. Ugh. Well, she goes, well, no, I got the one I sent the other day. Did not go through. Just found out this morning. I sent her again. Okay. I go, email is weird like that. I go, this is the email she gave me. And then I gave it to her again.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, hopefully the last time you sent it went through. If not, maybe you forgot a letter or something. It is a very long email address.
And it still hasn't come.
I know. I'm going to talk to her. She goes, yes, I realized it. Only such weird people like Rosa have such long emails.
No, she wrote that!
Ain't that the
truth? LOL. Bitch.
She's in you right now more than she did with that damn letter.
I know.
Well, it's a different one. I got the sassy one.
Yeah.
Wow. She just singed me and she didn't even know me. Oh, I'm going to get that bitch.
I go, LOL, you were too funny, my love. And I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it's the same shit you were IMing me over Facebook. This isn't too long.
I asked her if she got to ask anybody about the dreams. She's so gnarly, could not went to work today, but she has the rest of the week off. She'll find out. She goes, okay, curious. I hope it's not bad. She goes, that's understandable, but there's nothing to fear. It shall be well. I go, well, it could be. You don't know for sure. She goes, all hope is not lost, yet there is still light at the end of the tunnel. And I go, and that light is Agnes. Like a fucking train. She goes, LOL, thanks. When will you be going to the lawyer's office again? I haven't scheduled an appointment yet. I wanted to wait on you, but I do need to go this week. The court is getting impatient with me. She goes, okay, I think you should go. You should go. It's not good to have the court bothering you, be upset with you. I go, well, you're right. I go, I just don't know if this Rosa will take no for an answer. But you are probably right. I should just go. Did your friend give you a phone? Didn't see her much today, but I'm going to get a phone number this week. I go, can you believe we've been together this long and we've never spoken on the phone? She goes, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. She goes, yeah, that proves that the love we share is real. It shows that we don't need contact to express our love. Just dollar signs.
Plus, we don't have the phone box yet.
What?
We don't have the phone box yet.
Yeah. She goes, that is true. That's true, but it's been hard. She goes, really? I go, has it been hard for you? Well, you know, I get days off and everything, and somebody else takes the shift. It's fine.
Not difficult at all.
She goes, it's been hard, but chatting with you on a daily basis has made it less difficult. I go, that's true. But sometimes you've disappeared for a week at a time. I worry when that happens. All right, my love, I got to go in a second. She goes, where are you going? Comedy club, promise to watch Becky.
Huh.
Where's it going to be held? I go, Rockland County, New York. Why? Just want to know. Hope she does really well. Me too. All the best. Love, smooches.
Is Becky taping her sets? I'm going to give advice.
Good question.
What do you need, an opener?
Well, you always, yeah, well, you know.
All right. So that was that.
Now, I have an idea.
It's about time.
No, well, you know
been
what?
Waiting.
You know, I can get bitch slapped by that bitch, but you knock it off.
apparently the Benadryl's wearing off. She's getting sassy.
She's getting sassy.
Yeah, I am. I'm waking up. It's all this caffeine I've been drinking.
What's your idea?
I'm thinking what I'll do is take this email that you sent to me. I'll copy and paste it into an email to make it look like I got it from her. Like I'm replying to her.
Yeah, there's a chance she could catch it.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're very detail oriented.
I don't
not
know.
Not to the horseshit they're spinning.
Yeah, they're really not.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
okay, I was just
going
to say, really?
I don't know,
are
I think
they?
Too much of a game. I think, you know what? Because it's going to come back to a mailer demon. I'm going to talk to her.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, you know what? You got to double check it. I know it's all.
I know it's long.
I know you're impatient and you want to be brought into the game, but I'm not fucking this whole thing
or
up
you,
to you.
Or you could give her the other one that I made up that's shorter.
Which is true, which I might do that.
Yeah.
But we shall see.
Or, you know what? You could say she happened to mention that she was having trouble with her email and she gave me a different address. Because
okay.
I am having trouble with my email.
You certainly are. All right, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
That's better.
That's a better idea. So what do you think, Pip Helix? You've heard the palabra, the bullshit?
Oh, my God. I am weary from both sides of the table here. Between the nonsense of the poetry and the dark and dirty over here. I need a cigarette. Damn.
She loves my poetry.
Yeah, but we got to get a real emotional investment with her. We got work to do with you. You kind of actually have to play it straight and narrow for a while. Because if you noticed, I did that with Agnes for a while. There'd be weeks where I really didn't have that much funny going on. We were just like building the relationship.
Yeah.
And now I'm taking her down the lunacy.
Well, here's the deal. Pretty much my arm will be better. Dr. Wah Wing Chow and his assistant Ming Fu.
He's mapped it out.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, but they'll be at the, like I said, stay tuned. I have
See, Joe can map things out because this is all emails.
Yeah.
I'm doing mine instant chat.
I know, which is just like work without a net. But he can't do it.
I work with assholes. Why not work without
a net? Well, you fly off the seat of your pants when you do that, obviously.
Yeah.
And then when you get done, you're like, holy Christ, what did I
Well, no, but when I first started doing this, I wasn't thinking book.
Right.
Or show. Yeah.
Right.
Now I'm thinking show and book.
Right.
I'm thinking I need to make this shit entertaining. But, and I like blowing your mind, Pip Helix. I do. I get when I write something that fucking blows your mind and Joe's mind, I'm fucking bringing it.
But also the thing with this stuff, even though that I do it in an email, like I said, I did mine and I sit down and I'm like, I read her email. I'm like, where do I start here? I don't know what the hell to write. And then it's like, where do I stop?
Yeah,
really do get on a roll with it as you're going.
Yeah, I mean, you got to feel out your scammer.
Yeah.
I mean, I pretty much know what I can do with her. I mean, I'm playing her. I'm pretty much playing her. And all the things that I've set up in the past, I fucking bring back. And I don't know I'm going to do it. But this whole Becky thing, I still don't have a plan for this Becky thing.
Right, but it's nice to have her in the wings.
Yeah, I don't know what this Rosa thing's going to be.
It's all this foreshadowing.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's like I know. But I don't. All right, we're going to get out of here in a little bit.
Can I just make one more point?
Absolutely.
On that, I do think that it might be the same scammer that's working on you. Same scammer, because basically when Mavis has been emailing me, it's like, you know, just short dribs and drabs.
Yeah.
But you mentioned that I didn't think that, you know, that she liked me. She laid it on.
Yeah, but she said she was going to tell Mavis that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
she
know.
Did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're supposedly friends. It could happen in real life.
I'm thinking that there are people working across the cafe from each other. They're
you know,
not in the same cubicle, but they're in adjoining cubicles.
Quote unquote, Mavis might have thought this whole Richard El Dorado thing was nonsense, but because my credibility is so good, you know, where like Agnes, no, this is real. This is really his friend. Because Agnes, whoever Agnes is all fucking in.
So my
credibility might be. That's what I'm saying. My credibility is all in line with you. You got to fucking play it straight and narrow for a while.
Yeah.
And then you can be an asshole again. And we look forward to those days.
Well, he's rebuilding. He's rebuilding. He hit a dark period, and now he's rebuilding.
All right. I think we will save God or Lover.
Give us the leeches.
I think we'll save God or Lover for next week.
Yeah, save it for next week. Yeah. We'll get into it.
So I think we should do about the man who shot a child dressed as a skunk. Pennsylvania fellow.
Well, now let's just.
Who else would it be?
Kel, surprise.
So the girl, little girl, is dressed in a black outfit with like a little white thing on her head. Coming over a hill. He's got a shotgun. Thinks it's a skunk. Bang, bitch. Stupid girl was just going to a Halloween party. Just wanted to go bobbing for some apples. Maybe get some sugar daddies or something. Some milk duds or, you know, some you know, Tootsie Rolls. Next
guy?
Thing you know, she got fucking buckshot in your arm. Don't dress like
Fudd?
A fucking varmint.
A varmint. I know. This is unbelievable.
Elmer Fudd?
Yeah. What?
Now, here's the interesting thing. Well, this is all very interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
this.
Wait. Here's he claims he was not drinking. Wouldn't the story be actually better if he was drinking? Wouldn't he go, all right, he was fucked up.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Your daughter is 6, right?
And she will not be dressing as a skunk.
Right. But your daughter is 6. How tall is your daughter?
My daughter's pretty tall. I mean, I don't
just
know.
Just the average.
4? Yes, the owner.
I'm putting my hand out.
I guess like 4 foot.
All right. This girl was 9. Where is there
she's coming over a mountain.
But what I'm saying is, where is there a 5 foot skunk?
Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
Didn't expect that answer, did you, Joe?
Well, if Pepe Le Pew's out there, watch your ass.
No, it's like, is this the best thing to do? You see a skunk coming towards you, shoot it now, you know you're going to get that spray smell.
Shoot him now!
Should I shoot him later? Shoot him now! Shoot him now!
I mean, if you can't tell the difference between a child and a skunk.
But he just said something that makes me think, okay, we're being really silly here. But here's an idea.
Well, have you heard the story?
Yes, yeah.
For the past two hours and 50 minutes of
seriousness. But now, I know. It's like, well, wait, let's get serious. No, but here's this little person coming up over a hill. Now, maybe if the hat was black and white, all they saw was the hat coming over the hill.
That's what they saw.
And they didn't see the whole body.
But still, such a bad fucking shot. Hit the girl in the arm.
I know.
Not in the fucking head where he was aiming.
Oh, that's true. So there must have seen more body than just hat.
No, he's just a bad Again, why are you fucking shooting at skunks?
Well, and there was something else about
Unless
this story.
Hungry.
That
there were
ones too.
There were people close by that were at a bonfire or something, and they're just like, you know, taking aim at whatever moves out in the the horizon?
Well, you want to know something? We used to do
tell,
that.
If you can't tell the difference between a child in a costume and a skunk.
Yes.
It's time you lose your gun license. Yeah. It's time.
And yeah. Why would you want to shoot in the vicinity? Because when I was a lumberjack, if somebody a big joke we had up there is if the skunk would go by your cabin, like your skunk goes by your buddy's cabin, you'd whale a beer bottle at the thing.
Yeah,
and you'd spray.
That's what I'm saying.
And the guys would be
like
all
a great time.
It was the guys. Would, oh, the log man.
That's what I'm saying. If you see the skunk, don't shoot it because now you're going to smell that all night.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to smell like and skunk stinks. For a while.
Yes. Did you ever, like, in your car, pass over dead skunk on the road, and for miles they're going, oh, oh, yes, you can taste it. Yeah. It's just like...
It's like licking skunk.
It's like so putrid. Well, Pepe Le Pew likes that. But, I mean, you don't really want... What?
No, I mean, how ugly is this kid that she looks like a skunk? I mean, nobody's asking that question. She looks like a fucking rat, really? How ugly? Maybe the kid should be shot. Maybe he's thinning the herd. Nobody's taking it.
But I care on a how many 4-foot skunks are there in town?
Well, not when you're sober.
Nobody's a big stink.
Listen, maybe he was on painkillers.
Now, on the bright side, this guy, not getting trick-or-treaters, not getting Jehovah's Witnesses anymore.
Right, that's true. He's not getting neighbors coming for cups of sugar, nothing.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I thought, though,
yeah.
In light of this story, because, you know, people say that we're insensitive.
Oh, no.
And they're right.
People say that we really don't add any value to society with this show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to add one thing to the story.
Now would be a good time, Joe.
Yeah. And the case of this will be turned over to the Beaver County District Attorney's Office.
Yes, Joe. Yes, Joe.
Because they're afraid that they're going to be shot next. The beavers were up in arms.
Suddenly, I wish Joe was dressed as a skunk. Somebody just fucking shoot him. But I think we need to do more.
What do you think we should do?
I think we should do some public service announcements.
Oh.
So, I have...
So, this is going to be... We're not only just reporting the story, but we're doing good.
We're helping the people.
Yes.
Do you know who lives in your neighborhood? How can you be sure that your neighbors aren't witches, zombies, or even skunks? You can't be sure, can you? That kid across the street could be a sparrow. This Halloween, take no chances. The smart American has milk duds in one hand and a shotgun in the other. Shoot first. Pick up the loose candy later. Paid for by the National Rifle Association.
Nice.
Could be a... I'm trying to help.
You know what? I think the NRA appreciates your generous writing and public service.
I'm coming out with them. They're
service
right.
For them.
Do you have a public service announcement?
Of course I do.
Do you like the music?
Halloween is a time of fun, candy, and otherworldly frights. It's also the season of sickos, deviants, and just plain old morons from this world. To protect your precious children from the real ghouls in your own neighborhood, here are a few safety tips to ensure a safe and fun Halloween. Make sure that your children wear something that easily catches fire. That way, should some pervert try to snatch them away into a van, the child can simply light a match and set themselves ablaze, guaranteed to chase away the predator. Make certain that your children go out on an empty stomach. That way, when the candy they've ingested turns out to be loaded with poison or razor blades, the hospital can easily see the offending articles on x-rays, or knows which type of charcoal filter to use on the poisoned youngster. If you live in a rural area, surrounded by hunters all hopped up on meth and more excited about deer rutting season than the deer themselves, be certain to dress the little one in a costume resembling a forest creature. When the neighbors start out on the drunken target practice, you're almost assured that all the candy in that little pumpkin bag is going to end up to be yours, if you catch my drift. Happy and safe Halloween, everyone!
Oh, there you go. That was nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ready,
I do my best.
Yes. Hello, kids. My name is Joseph T. Curry of Davin's Den. I
expected him to say Dick Eldorado.
With that voice.
We all know Halloween is coming, and we all know it's a day of fun, treats, and possible danger. Safety is a must. Be careful of how you dress. Me? I'll be a deer for this festive day. A deer, but a safe deer. Over my deer outfit, I'll be wearing a big, safe orange vest. I'll be wearing reflectors on my hooves. And I'll have a big sign on my antlers saying, "Don't fucking shoot." Now, Mom might send you out looking like a pussy, but kids, it's for your own good. Mom wants you with goodies in your bag, not buckshot in your ass. be safe and have a happy Halloween.
Talked about the deer. Yeah. That's why you start snickering.
Here's the difference. You know how to spell deer.
D-E-A-R.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. We did something good.
I think we did.
I just discovered that. I discovered that music yesterday. I'm like, we need some fucking
nice depressing
PSA music behind it.
Yes.
All right.
I'd like to talk to you about dengue fever.
Dengue fever.
Dengue.
I could do it all like dengue fever.
Here's our options, kids. We could do extra long.
No.
No. All right. I was going to say we could do the Sandusky
No, say that for next time. So that's something we want to take a time on.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go to Drunks in the News. Where we got to find that? There we go.
I thought he was going to say Drunks in the Nude for a second. That could happen.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Now, this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term, yes, by the great Benjamin Franklin himself, was cagrined.
Cagrined?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
C-A?
Well, if you see somebody you know and you wanted to smile, cagrined.
Get a grin.
You're an asshole. But it's as good as anything else.
Yeah, I know. Some of these are really odd.
Well, it's Benjamin Franklin.
Well.
He did like whores and have syphilis.
That's not odd.
So, here's the story of a young fellow.
Yes.
Goes into a nightclub, has a little too much to drink,
mm-hmm.
Gets ushered out of the nightclub, thinks he left his credit cards in the nightclub. He wants to go back in. Can I just get my credit cards? Like, no,
right.
We'll give it to you after we close.
Ugh.
Gets an altercation with the cop. Cop throws him down, I guess. So you do what you do when you're in a fight with a cop. You grab their junk, and you twist and pull. You ride that cock. You can't let the cock go. So the cop punched him in the face.
Of course.
He's being brought up on charges. Long story short, credit cards were in his pocket.
I love this.
You should lock him up for being an asshole.
I think they got some other things to lock him up
on. Asshole stuff. But you know what, though? Never mind that. The cop will walk it off. Give it, you're being an asshole.
Walk it off? Really?
Yeah.
You're not walking off twisted and pulling, asshole.
No. He's down on his knees trying to cuff him.
But this is like a 19-year-old guy who's doing. This is what I teach my daughter.
Yeah, I know.
He's doing what you teach
to grab a cop's balls?
No, if somebody's attacking you. Yeah. Well, yes, you'll get a free ride home. No, if somebody's attacking you.
You'll get a ride,
you
all right.
You go for the junk.
Yeah,
but, well, the thing is, you don't really hear about guys doing this to other guys, because they know the twist and pull and twist.
Yeah, he's not just punching him in the nads.
No.
I'm going to grab me some girthy cock.
For the simple fact that he wanted to find his credit cards and they're in his wallet, do you think he's using any ounce of fucking common sense
absolutely
that night?
Not.
I think he was drunk.
I think he was too.
He was ultimately.
Now, in his defense, how many times have you been looking for something and there it was in your pocket? No, I didn't grab a cock.
I do.
I'm looking for my cock. Oh, there it is.
I grab and twist my husband's balls if I can't find the car keys.
I think one of the stupidest things I ever did, I was walking home from work with my buddy one day. And we're walking home from work. And we're about to cross one of the street. And I looked down and somebody dropped a passbook. And I go, hey, Frank, some asshole dropped a passbook.
Oh, no.
I wonder who this asshole is. Joseph T. Curry.
No!
I had my passbook. I dropped it in the street. I found it the next day.
No!
Yeah. You're very lucky.
Yeah. Wow, are you lucky.
Somebody would have got that $200.
Now, let me ask you a question, Joe. After you realized, like before you realized you found it, but when you went home and go, wow, I lost my passbook. If there was a cop there, would you have grabbed his junk and twisted it and pulled?
No. There's laws. I'm sure there's a statute
out
on the book. You were pre-law. I'm sure there's a statute out there.
Ixnay on the cops a coxa.
He says he was arrested on, well, besides public intoxication and...
Public intoxication?
Yeah, I know.
He just has to fucking jump on it, doesn't he?
I know, but it
like
was like...
a fucking misspeak.
But if all the words that I
you're
have to...
You're jealous because you didn't get there quicker.
No, I don't do that compound, Joe.
No, but if all the words I had to misspeak intoxication, that's great. That was classic.
Benadryl, you know how to fucking say that. Yes, I'll have another.
But he was arrested for public intoxication, resisting arrest, and assault on a public servant. You think? Assault? It should be like almost like manslaughter. I'm slaughtering your junk.
I like this. The officer punched Weddington in the face. Yeah, that's the natural reaction. Sorry,
your balls. The guy had like a really frou-frou name. It was like something Weddington the Third.
Corey Weddington the Third.
Cop cock puncher at large.
Harvard, I'm going to grab your cock and twist it into a little twisty thing.
You got to admit, though. I mean, a normal guy would just grab it. Oh, normal guy. Well, nobody normal would just grab it. But well, like, yeah. You know what? I got this cock in my hands. I got the balls. Let's give it a little twist.
I know.
Like it's a balloon animal. We're going to make a little doggy out of this guy's junk.
It's not enough that he's grabbing and squeezing.
That's smart.
Twist.
I had a twisted testicle. Yeah, right. It is not fun.
Oh, how did that happen?
I don't know. It happened when I was a kid.
Oh.
I was in bed for a while.
Really? Oh, God.
Is the arresting officer here? Yeah, the one walking like Elvis. Bring him in.
Walking like Elvis?
Yeah, just the way Elvis would walk. Like
that's true.
And then we'll draw you a picture.
Hey, you know what? The one of the funny little hidden funnies in this article was that they usually have search words, like search terms. And it says, if you want to follow this story, you can follow Corey Weddington III, Corey Weddington Assault, Corey Weddington Balls, Corey Weddington Testicles, Man Squeezes Cop's Balls, Teen Squeezes Cop's Balls, Teen Twists Cop's Balls, or Crime News.
Crime news.
I was just like, now you know what? Because you do want this mistake to follow you, so that every time somebody Googles your name,
you're the guy who twists balls. Yeah. I love your work, man.
Joe Curry balls. Joe Curry testicles.
Can you show me the twisted balls today?
Well, I'm looking at you. Okay. But it's like you want your name associated with balls
and
testicles.
Right.
You know.
And the name
is already associated with horse shit.
And so regal of a name it sounds like. Could you imagine this guy at a party? And who are you, sir? I'm Corey Weddington III. Oh, the ball guy!
The ball twister!
The ball twister!
Can I have your autograph? Hey, man, back up. Not that close.
Yeah. Corey, quote-unquote, ball twister, Weddington III.
You ruined the Weddington name.
Well, I know.
That is enough of this.
We have done Halloween.
We have twisted balls for 3.5 hours.
Hey guys, we are done.
Thank you guys for hanging out or listening on a replay or the podcast.
Check out our blogs.
Maybe.
We'll be back next Tuesday live. Check out the replays. Check out Joe's blog. It'll be welcome. I corrected it. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us. Either way, keep on listening. Thank you, guys.
Good night.